Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Wildcard caller in New York. Welcome to Coast. Hi there.
Good evening.
Yes.
I'd like to ask you a question along similar lines as the previous caller. I think it's a little bit of an arrogant presumption on your part. When it comes to the relationship between quantum mechanics and the theories behind ass play, and for you to just say that the only intelligent life is on this planet, or that there is in fact intelligent life on this planet, proves that you have not paid close attention to the callers of the Don and Mike Show. And my question is, where's your craft detector now?
I'll see.
Right.
Yes, every once in a while we'll get one of those that come through.
The Don and Mike 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 is courtesy of Farish Jeep of Fairfax Circle, 703-273-0200 or www.thenumber4farish.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
No!
No, I don't know if they're splendid or they're handsome.
Not splendid.
Well, as you find out, Bob never used the word splendid.
He didn't?
No.
You guys made it up?
He also had nothing to do with the Nazis.
It's from a true story. He was a neo-Nazi.
He did it raw, really.
True enemy.
So you say.
A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And I know you're all wondering.
Who he?
We'll go with that story today. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Spouse Abuse and all the ships at sea. Beware! Their PE may cause RB.
Yeah,
Don Geronimo and Chris DeBerg. Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. And hi, thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday. December 2.
Right.
Now, we don't give out the phone number a lot because, well, frankly, we're better talking than you are. But go ahead, give it a try.
Sure.
877-365-3636. We encourage your phone calls. Yet at the same time, we don't give out the number a lot.
No, we really don't need to.
It's almost unlisted. And if you're listening to us in Canada, yeah, forget it. That number doesn't work. From Canada, you have to call 800-636-1067 in Washington, D.C. On WJFK, you can always call us at 202-432-1067. And I know you're wondering now.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Harry.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up. Did you wash
your
ass today?
And hold on. Hold on.
Is anyone
somebody
called
for a doctor? It just froze up, Robbie. Hold on.
Deep when that happened. The weather.
What's happened?
Is it broken?
Might be static.
Hold on. Someone call for a doctor?
A lot of static in here with this winter weather we're having.
Go.
Okay, indulge me for a second. I have a list. First, I'd like to say rectal bleeding. Second, I would like to say premature ejaculation.
Okay.
For those who were listening yesterday. Also, I hate to talk about people behind their back, even after they're sweet enough to come down and play one of our contests, but I don't think we've addressed the fact that the family that came down to have dinner on the Mayflower was creepy. We just...
Very creepy.
We, oh, yeah. We've never said that. We never went back to that. That was a nice day. That was a good show. But that family...
Creepy!
And creepy.
With a capital C.
Mm-hmm. They creeped us out.
They all creeped us out. In their own little way, every one of them creeped us out.
Okay.
Scary.
Next, that beautiful Paris Hilton idea. You know, Michael Hughes.
Send someone.
Vice President idea that he sent me. Why don't you send someone to the Paris Hilton?
Right. Yeah, you get the final word on that?
I've heard nothing. I've heard nothing.
Shocker. That's too bad.
Let me see. Mike has painted on his facial hair today in such a way that it's too dark.
It's too dark, and I concur. And I was when I walked into the office, I was hoping Don would notice, and it was the first thing that he noticed.
Yeah.
A little darker than normal.
It is, but in your defense, you know, we've spoken and we've talked, and I didn't notice.
Well, I did it on the air the first time, so I don't keep it a secret. I've been telling everybody now because Don knows that I have to tell everybody. You know, it is not a secret because I'll come in one day and it's like full of gray, and then the next day it's like black.
Yeah, but today
it's very dark.
It's like Lois Lane.
Dark brown
The beard part looks okay. The mustache is a little
is too dark.
Reminiscent of someone we used to know.
I was just in the...
Oh,
that guy.
Yeah,
that guy. Yeah. Well, his was black.
Yeah.
Jet black.
Yes, it was.
Yours looks drawn on.
It looks a little drawn on. It's a real hair, but it's too dark.
It's a drawn on mustache.
You ought to try it, though, sometime. I recommend it highly. Would you ever, just for fun, because, you know, it goes away in 2 or 3 days.
Never. I like the way I am.
Now that's a put down to me.
No, it's not.
I like the way I am, too.
Eventually, I'll probably look like one of those creeps like Michael McDonald or maybe if I'm lucky Bob Barker.
Well, no, what I'm thinking Kenny about Rogers. Your beard in particular is because your beard is very thin that it would make it more noticeable.
No, listen, I don't want to get into this with you because you're happy with this and you're feeling good about it.
Feeling good about what?
That you do a girl's thing with your beard.
You know, like girls do with their beards.
Yeah, right. Well, Buzz, what I mean is the whole issue of coloring hair.
Right, right.
And Buzz, you're as guilty as sin. Look at that crop of hair on his head, and you tell me that's that natural caramel corn.
Well, what do the youngsters do today? The youngsters, you know, put all that blonde crap
in
their
hair. We have to settle
this
once and for all. You need to look closely at my hair and see the gray hairs that you can't see through the triple glass and 10 feet away.
And I believe that it's different when you're completely open and honest about the fact that you do that.
And I'm just jealous. If I had hair,
right,
I may color it if I had it.
You've got the best. I think you probably grow the best beard of all. But you don't grow a beard. You have that, like, Don Johnson thing.
Someday what I'll do is I'll comb it above over top.
Right.
And it'll cover this hideous bald spot that you two won't
see. That's got to be a weird...
And I think the real reason you noticed how dark my beard was is because I cut my hair shorter than I've had it in years today.
The reason that... Hold on. I'll address that in a second.
Yeah, no.
The reason that your bald spot is gigantic and you can't do a comb over on it.
No, but look, I'm overdue for a flat top. I want you to look at my head.
Have you thought about growing your hair a little longer?
It's more on the back of your head.
Have you thought about growing your hair a little, just to, perhaps so you could dispel all these bald... Could I see it now?
Yes,
now that you've...
I bet there's no bald spot up there.
Everybody, right, we're all in here now. Buzz has now come over here.
Oh, hi, Buzz.
To show you his hair?
Yes, Buzz has come to show his caramel-colored hair.
There's silver hairs in there.
Yeah, or...
There you go.
Well, you're going to get, even if you color your hair, Buzz, you're going to get gray in there. You're going to get, you'll have traces of gray in it.
Gray hairs, or as his hairdresser calls it.
Why did you tell me, I have a question. Well, let me see your bald spot first, Rob. Let me see.
It's not there.
Looking
at a map of the world, and you go,
get you to a barber.
Really?
Yeah.
Really there?
It is like looking at a map and going, okay, pick out Europe.
Well, maybe we can let it go one more week, because I stand by the fact.
So you think if you grow it longer, it's going to be, it's worse.
Is it worse?
It is. Have you gotten a look at it yourself?
No, I haven't, really. I can't.
How could we do it?
It's behind me.
No, listen, Rob, I want to tell you something, and I've been here busting your balls on this as loudly as these guys have.
Right.
But as someone with a bald spot myself, highly noticeable, not as large as yours, I don't think, but still highly noticeable.
Yes.
I don't know about that one.
On my head?
Mine looks bigger because...
I saw you yesterday, when you were talking to me and... I was right in back of you at the urinal.
Yeah.
And you had your back to me. We had a long conversation.
Right.
That's all I was looking at.
All right. Well, then I'll tell you, Rob, that you should probably do what I do, and it's just forget that it's there.
I've gone to the barber.
I've tried.
I've gone to the barber who has said to me these swishy things like, what we're going to do is cut your hair one way and grow it out another way. So, in essence, what he's saying is, Bud, would you get down off your chair?
Rob's bald spot.
For God's sake. You know, he would say,
send him a photo.
This would be the pre-holiday bickering that's our fault.
You think this is what it is?
Yes, yeah. It happens every year.
So that we could grow enough hair to cover it up from somewhere else. And I said, you know, here's the deal. I can't see it. When I look in the mirror, I can't see it.
Right.
And I purposely avoid those mirrors like you see in stores.
I would tell you to do the same thing he does.
What?
Which is, you've had that thing where you do the real short haircut.
No. Dude, I'm wearing my hair long again now.
No.
I'm wearing my hair long.
My only other solution I have...
I want to get a David Cassidy long.
The only other solution I have is to buy a series of beanies. But if I don't go with that...
So you've converted...
And that could send the wrong message.
Yes, it could. Not if it has a propeller, though. If you think that it looks better short, look at it now, and I will be getting a haircut in the next couple days, and you can tell me how you like it better. I'll go with what you guys think.
My point is this. My point is that you may be thinking that growing it longer...
is disguising it?
Disguising it is doing the opposite.
No, it's calling
attention. Let me just lean down again, and I want to just make sure...
Well, you live for this.
I just want to make sure that I confirm it. Oh, yeah.
All right, now I'm gonna have to.
Now do the same.
Look from the back to him. Look from the back.
And I'm gonna have to do the same to you that I say to me.
Okay.
Now you're just gonna have to forget that it's there.
Would you like to show us yours now?
Sure.
All right, there you go.
There you go. Take a look.
All right.
You know, I've spent a lot of time behind you.
Yeah.
Over the last 11 years, and it that really used to be the size of an egg,
and now it's the size
of an ostrich egg.
You know, I'm very relieved. I've been dodging my beard hair bullet for a while.
Oh, listen, here's the thing, though, Mike. When Rob and I are both facing here, Rob perhaps in a crisis mode more than himself, but still, what we're facing is something natural.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's happened naturally. What you've done, this is the first step.
MPB, male pattern baldness.
Do you think this is the first step towards a road of plastic surgery and liposuction.
Addictive plastic surgery.
I can get
you a
deal.
You look like a cat lady.
Do I?
I like the cat lady from New York.
Yeah, with the big eyes that are pulled way back.
Oh, now hold on. I want to talk about Barker here for a second.
Right.
Barker's a guy with silver hair. Mm-hmm. And yesterday on the show, this is how urban legends start and grow. This is a grassroots thing.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, Rob is watching The Price is Right yesterday. He calls me up and he says, are you watching Barker? Barker just got a medal from a kid in the Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all this funny in its own, you know, weird. You just have to live our lives to know it.
You and Rob?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
For a lot of you listening.
Yes, of course.
You know, for a lot of you who throw caution to the wind and say, listen, you know, what's funny is funny. And it's a funny situation. So Rob says that Bob Barker says that this medal he's got from this kid is a splendid medal.
Well, it's so much that we were doing that on the show yesterday.
Oh,
we're saying splendid,
well,
splendid,
we
splendid,
have,
splendid.
We have a tape, and as it turns out, that Bob uses a different word than splendid when he's describing the medal.
All right.
So here now from yesterday's Price is Right, courtesy CBS, here's Bob Barker.
I am wearing a handsome medal from the Special Olympics. Christopher Whitham, stand up here. Christopher was on the championship basketball team in the Special Olympics.
Yes, Bob.
And he presented me with his medal.
Yes. Yes.
You, Christopher.
Thank you.
I am honored. Now, who's our next player, Burton?
Well, hey, you know what that tells me? We've got to start rolling tape on Bob again.
I told Rob that day, it was just yesterday. I stayed with it for the rest of the half hour.
Stay with Bob.
He's got a medal.
And so it was not splendid. It was handsome.
Handsome.
My apologies to the bar.
I'm wearing a handsome medal.
A handsome medal.
Bob, I'm 80.
Now, listen, I don't know how many of you out there are influenced by radio playing all these Christmas records now.
I protest now. I don't listen to it.
That we've talked about this. We'll talk about this maybe today with another dumb article. You know, and of all people, to write an article about Christmas.
Really?
Gary Berkowitz.
Oh, no.
I mean, your most hated program director.
But you get the obvious, you know, not a holiday that he himself participates in.
Well, you worked for him, so you should know.
Yeah, well, I know it. Mm-hmm. I know he celebrates Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be like me writing an article saying, hey, incidentally, here's how to get all of these listeners to your radio station. These are great Hanukkah games.
Mm-hmm.
He's written a book this douchebag, and I do have a history with this guy, he's a program director.
You hate him.
The worst one I ever worked for, at Pro FM, in Providence, Rhode Island. He's written a book called The Holiday Idea for Radio Book.
Whoa.
And he's got a ton of stuff in here. That
is it all BS?
Yeah, of course it is. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that. But even behind the scenes, radio is trying very hard to get everybody into the holiday spirit. I know that yesterday most of you guys threw your Secret Santa stuff away. Mm-hmm. I, however, held on to mine. We got a memo from the third floor saying that those who wanted to participate could participate in the WJFK, that's our home station,
right,
Secret Santa contest. And I have entered, let me see, I'll read you what I wrote. Name, Michael Elston.
Oh, then I'm in twice.
So, oh, did you really enter this thing?
Yeah, I really did.
Okay, well, yeah, you're in twice. Favorite color? Reddish brown. Favorite candy? Chocolate covered ovaries.
Oh, well, if you haven't had them.
Favorite team? Philadelphia Hebrews?
I put hazmat.
You collect, and it's a dot, 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 you collect, foreskins. And
the
December holiday that you celebrate, Alan Lloyd Wan's vacation.
There it is.
That's, now, I've put this in under your name.
Cool.
Mike Elston, your real radio name.
Excellent.
Happy holidays. Let's keep our office in the holiday spirit. Participate in our Secret Santa. Here are the guidelines. Blah, blah, $30. So anyway.
Bingo.
Buzz, you are in there twice.
Yes, I am.
You're in there twice. I'm gonna pay up for you. Twice.
Cool.
Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the show we're doing Thursday. We're also talking about it today. We'll go to Baltimore. We're doing the What Would You Do to Win a Key That Could Start the Jeep Show.
We're going to have people come down to our studios in Baltimore.
Yeah, and we're asking you to call in and pre-register now. Tell us now what you're going to be doing. And I really mean this. Anything goes. It's not our studio.
Right.
It's not our studio. You know how a lot of times when we want to do stuff in here...
Yeah, they're real, concerned about splatter.
They come in and the whole thing looks like you're watching an episode of CSI where some guy has just murdered his family.
They got police tape around here. People are dusting for fingerprints. They have black lights.
They got that
plastic tarp.
That tarp that the painters use. Mm-hmm. They got all that stuff. Well, we're going up to Live 105. We'll be there in Baltimore on Thursday.
This Thursday?
This Thursday.
Oh,
and we have two keys to give away for the 2004 Jeep that we're giving away on December 12th. Both keys will be given away to our Baltimore listeners that come down to Live 105. Make the drive to Towson.
Good.
And tell us what they would do. So, Baltimore, here you go. We're coming to you. What would you do for $100 and a key that could start the Jeep?
Mm.
The Jeep was given away on a week from Friday, Mike.
It's a brand new Jeep. A 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. High back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels. Customer preferred packages 2DB and 26B. The Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. Oh. The whole beard thing. That was really one of the worst reads I've done on that.
Wasn't your best.
I ran out of gas at the end.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, it's that customer preferred package thing. Mm-hmm. Rob, I've never asked for a rewrite on this, but perhaps by tomorrow, could you punch it? Could you punch it up for me?
That's exactly how it would be on The Price is Right, though.
Would they put customer preferred packages to
do.
TV?
Yeah.
They do.
He would know.
They would.
All right, well, it's got to be true to The Price is Right,
yeah.
So I guess it's more the delivery than anything else.
Now, I just want to say, I'm looking at the telephones, and I see that we have two winners already.
Wow.
Two guys who have the same thing they want to say.
Very good.
Joe, who's calling us from Salt Lake. Joe, hey.
Don and Mike and Buzz.
Hey, go ahead and say it, Joe, because it's up on the screen. Go ahead and say it.
Okay, I guess the thing of the hour is, what would Jackie Onassis do with her hair and beard and mustache?
Okay, I'll give this guy credit, because he tried. Oh, come on, Mike, just because it was about the hair.
But then well, he blew the line.
But there's another guy here.
It's not Jackie Onassis.
Hold on. There's a second guy.
All right.
John, let's see if he gets it right. John from California. John.
Don, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Well, you know, you're giving away...
Hi, buddy.
You're giving away...
Hi, buddy. Hey, buddy. Hi, buddy. Hey, how are you? Hey, buddy.
Man, am I sorry that I said that about that mustache thing.
Hey, buddy.
Say hi to Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Otherwise, Mike will start doing that thing where...
he's saying during the show, can the callers hear me? Like there's a magic button. I mean, there is a magic button.
There is a magic button.
But
probably 50 times in the last 5 years, that button that you have been unaware that button has been on, and they've had to turn it on so that this microphone can be heard.
But now I double check it.
Okay, that's good. I don't do that for a reason. I do that when, like, Tom Gavin couldn't hear me yesterday.
But then you get a guy like this.
Right.
The button has been in play the whole time.
No, I know that because he can hear me. That's why I'm saying, hey, buddy.
Yeah, because he wasn't talking to you.
Right, exactly.
Ignoring.
But I know he's calling to bust balls, too.
Sir?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Would you speak to Mike? Go ahead. Just speak to Mike for a second.
Well, Mike, being as you're going to be in Baltimore, what I'd like to know is what would Jackie do for a key to the Jeep Liberty Sport?
See?
I was overreacting.
That was all.
And did you have my microphone turned
on? No.
You're playing with something over there. You're playing with me.
No, it's my notepad.
No, I saw your hand. I can see you over there. God, it's not like you're behind some sort of curtain.
You don't know.
I work directly across from you.
You don't know what
you can notice my beard color.
You don't know what I'm doing over here, though.
Right?
I'm doing stuff.
Because I choose to sit in this position. All I would have to do is get up on my feet.
And you would see that I do that all the time during the show
right.
to help with the phone level. It's something totally internal.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be brought up on the air.
All right. Well, no, but you were saying something about that Michael do that thing where the caller can't hear them, and you know that there is a button.
But I don't hit that button.
Some of those are 10-year-old baby animals.
You're upsetting me.
You are upsetting me.
You think you're fooling anybody with this? Would you like an army cot?
It sounded like that.
Listen, both you and the other guy, because we do. That's funny. What would Jackie Kennedy say? What would she do? You guys have both won the DVD copy of Me, Myself, and Irene from 20th Century Fox. Go see the new Farrelly Brothers movie, Stuck on You. December 12 with Greg Kinnear and Matt Damon. Thank you, my friend. Hold on just a second. And we're split on that one, right? That I think that looks like a goddamn fall down funny movie, the Matt Damon movie.
We are sort of split.
Siamese twins.
When we were talking about it up in the office, you kind of sold me on it, and I don't think I want to shut that one down. You know, it's the Farrelly Brothers, man. I mean, the best movie in the last 10 years, I think it was Something About Mary, so I don't like to shut them down. And then I went back and watched Kingpin the other day, and even Kingpin is just fracturingly funny in certain parts.
It's got its moments. Now, listen, Mike, you remember when I pressed that button a second ago and I told you I was doing something?
I didn't see you press anything.
There's a button I press so that the phones don't sound like that.
There you go.
That's what I was at. Now it's open.
There you go.
Just closed it. See? Open. Open.
There, now it makes it sound like Luke, I'm your father.
But closed.
Oh.
Closed.
Quiet and clean. Do you have to do that for one bank of phones more than the other?
Uh-huh.
See, I knew that.
For the bank of phones that we
pretty
use.
Good. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, outstanding, Mike.
Yeah, I'm paying attention.
Way to pay attention.
Hey, I'm here every day.
I know you are.
I am.
Now, all these calls that are up on the screen, Joe, we should get rid of all of them because we just want the calls from Baltimore with people saying what they will do in the contest on Thursday.
And this is a golden opportunity for Baltimore to show us their stuff because we have not been to Baltimore in a very long time.
Absolutely. I mean, all of these could be fascinating, great calls, but let them go, Joe. Just let them go. Everybody, you know, they're all great. Rob should start a new line of yarmulkes. You know, Bob Levy wrote about you guys. I will punch Joe for a key. Don and Mike mentioned by David Modell. All of those, just wipe them all out. Just wipe them out. Let's just get those calls from Baltimore right now.
Lick it clean.
Yeah.
Lick it clean, Joe.
Use your tongue. Go down there. Yeah, right. Oh.
Lick it clean. Lick it good.
Clean it out, and then let's get these calls on from Baltimore. When we are at Live 105 on Thursday, come down and tell us what you would do to win the key. Let's start today's show with the mailbag.
Okay, I see it's a card that you have there.
Yeah, well, actually, I've got two letters in the Don and Mike mailbag.
Very good.
One is a letter for you and I, but frankly, there's something about it that I can't figure out, and I'll share it with you in a second. And the other one is, man, oh, man, anybody that's ever wanted to psychoanalyze my wife, and everybody who has, hold their hands up. Okay, well, all right, I'm the only one with my hand up.
Okay.
Thanks for playing along, guys.
You're welcome.
But, I think she's nuts. I love her. And, incidentally, I learned from my son that the new thing to say is, I love her to death. I love him to death. That apparently, where he is, it's a diss.
Yeah.
If you say,
Oh, that Rob Spiewak. Oh, I love him to death.
That means you just want him dead.
He's dead to you.
Wow. Yeah.
Love him to death.
You should take it back. I think he was hurt by that.
Yeah. Well, Rob, I'm just using you as the example. I would have used Mike, but Mike is fragile about his
His
mustache.
And I knew you were going to use me, but under normal circumstances, but because of the mustache thing, you use Rob. And I appreciate that consideration.
Thank you.
That would have pushed me over the edge.
I know it would have. Yeah.
I still interpret it the old way, though.
And Buzz is just wacky because Buzz has stood up on his chair today.
Right.
And he's violated.
You don't want to set me off.
He's violated the prime directive. He's actually come into this room.
Yeah. Well, you know, he gets wiggy during the holidays anyway.
Okay. And
Rob.
Coming from you, that's quite a compliment.
Right? You know, we can chop together.
Yeah.
There you go. I can't say that.
Don't say it. Go forward and don't look back.
You know who might have to wear a wig?
No.
That one's up right.
Share it with the class, please. They've gone off again.
He's laughing too much.
It's 25 minutes into the show.
Spousal abuse.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. Well, there's no hair pulling involved, is there?
You might have to.
A chunk or two.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Oh, my.
The imagination goes crazy. Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Yeah, Rob.
That's true too, though.
He wrote something down, put it in front of Don.
Evil.
I feel like I'm having to really. I'm doing play by play for a baseball game here.
No, you know, listen, Rob. I'm not going to say that. But I want to tell you, that's funny. That's really, really funny.
Yeah, make you go wiggy.
I know it would. But on the last show, we'll do it.
Okay.
On the last show, we'll do it. We'll just. You know, Mike, I'm sure you agree.
There. Yes.
Okay?
Yes, of course.
See, I do have some decorum here.
I understand.
And if you're wondering on the scale of what's funny and what's not funny, mm-hmm. consider the fact that I've already dropped Special Olympics mm-hmm. and spousal abuse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That whatever Rob just wrote,
you drew the line there.
I deem to be funny, mm-hmm. certainly funny.
This goes too far.
Yes, this is right here, Rob. Although, under certain circumstances.
Right.
It could be funny.
Sure.
And actually, it's funny right now.
It is.
It's just, I'm afraid that you'd all turn the radios off. Just think we're
and
awful
pray for you to go to hell.
Awful people for thinking this. But I'll tell you, that's funny.
It is funny.
That's last show. Everybody just tune in for the last show.
Yeah, don't miss it.
Be sometime years from now. But tune in for the last show.
Because the goal on the last show is to be able to relive the experience of the of the radio show for the next 10, 20 years in various courtrooms around the land.
No, listen, you wouldn't go to court for that joke or any of these other jokes. It's just in this, Mike, in this politically correct climate we live in.
This is true.
I just, anyway, Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Radio stations going nutty. Here is the point of this. Radio stations going nutty about Christmas, and they've got a perfect tie-in here, beyond signing Buzz up for the Secret Santa.
Mm-hmm.
This is a letter. My mother-in-law, love her to death. Don't mean that as a diss. I really do love my mother-in-law.
I know you do.
I'm just in that mood to say whatever I think is funny.
I know.
Anyway.
Hi, this is Dawn's mother-in-law. Big Prius.
There she is. She's gonna be moving soon.
Yeah.
And no, Mike, not moving. I mean, well, eventually, we're all moving eventually.
I'm laughing at your facial expression because you're in that mood today. And
eventually,
funny.
We all move to that place.
Right.
But for now, she's moving to a nice condo.
I understand.
And anyway, she's clearing out her house.
Right.
And one of the things that she found was a letter that my wife sent to her. Oh, now you're going to write something for me?
Yeah. Okay, and so she's moving.
Well, now, what you wrote is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggy.
That's all I said.
Wiggy. It's Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna make me say that thing.
What?
You're going to make me say that joke.
No, I'm not.
By you writing down Wiggy indicates to me that that you would...
You're just acting kind of Wiggy today. You're acting wiggier than Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking me to act on.
No, I'm not.
I don't have to even go in the garbage can for it because I remember it.
Well, yeah.
The joke.
I understand. I remember the joke,
too. What a good joke it is.
Where were we?
Your mustache looks great. My wife has, for whatever reason, she's asked her mom to save the stuff, and now her mom is getting rid of.
She's going to need a bucket. A Salvation Army bucket.
Usually there's a pause,
mm-hmm.
and we fill.
And I or you,
right.
You know, we talk.
We try.
But he got rid of it.
Yeah.
Will you start again, please? Because I think I've interrupted you. And you're moving your mom into another place?
She's moving into this place. It's not...
She's not moving into your place.
No, thank God, no. Her own place. And she's clearing out the stuff in the house she's living in now. And when she's going through all of this junk, part of it is memorabilia from her kids. And
I remember this from yesterday. I was looking forward to this.
One of the things that she has is a letter that my wife sent her in 1976 when my wife was going to Clemson, same school my son's going to.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie must be here because we gotcha. Break coming right up. A wiggy break coming right up.
You going to read the letter?
Well, I don't have time now. We're just setting it up.
Okay.
I'm telling you that what she's done, and this was way before I knew her,
uh-huh.
in 1976, she sent a letter to her mom about what she wanted for Christmas. And I'm going to show you the original letter. It looks like a Declaration of Independence stuff.
My God, that is a long letter.
Here's the letter. And you'll notice, as the letter starts, she's actually clipped items out of magazines, and she has very, very explicit directions for her dear mom as to what
wow.
she wants her mom to buy her.
Wow.
This is now from the woman who has been on this show for the whole time that I've been on the radio, saying that Christmas and presents don't mean anything to her.
Wow.
Where
did you stumble upon? I believe you've got pay dirt there.
It's pretty intense. Mm-hmm. And when you read the letter, and the envelope, now she's in college at the time that she did this.
Right.
The envelope is written, it's got her mom and dad's address, but it's written to Santa Claus.
Ah.
And she sent the letter on...
What was the date? I'm curious.
October
25th. Oh,
October 25th, 1976.
October 25th, roughly a week before Halloween.
Right. And she was way ahead of the curve on this. I mean, with radio stations.
Sure.
Music and stuff. She was way ahead of the curve.
A 12-page letter.
So I've got this letter to a... it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's 8 pages.
Oh, only 8 pages.
Only 8 pages.
I'm sorry.
I won't read the whole thing. But it's not bad. It's not bad. We got callers now. Great for the Baltimore thing. And also, as I mentioned, we have a very interesting letter from a nice Thanksgiving card that came with a weird letter from somebody in Buffalo.
Very good.
So we'll read that as well. And beyond that, we got a break.
Yeah.
Because this is what we do.
That is what we do.
This is the show. And it's happening right now. And I'm trying not to be wiggy so Mike doesn't think I'm being wiggy.
Yeah, I don't want you to be wiggy.
Okay, I'm not wiggy. I wasn't ever wiggy. Just having fun. See, but you just did that thing.
With my mustache.
That thing.
Hello.
Mike did like an I Dream a Genie thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
I twitched it.
That dee-dee-dee-dee thing, or that bewitch thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and look at it during the break.
Man, it's dark.
It is dark.
It's dark.
Jack Carlson is dark. Just kind of like that. You know how it was white and black and white? Maybe I can get it that way.
And you didn't do it yourself, did you?
No.
No, you had a...
Lady Cuts My Hair did it.
No. Right.
Maybe... No, I'm not... No, I'm happy with her. Sean is a very nice lady.
She's the lady that cut your hair?
She is the lady who I just gave me a great haircut today. Mm-hmm. And she's... You know, I brought it up, so it's not her fault.
Now, she's listening. She Mike's hair does look great.
It does.
But what'd you do to his mustache? I mean, really, what'd you do? It's a painted on mustache.
Well, it was, you know, usually you use some kind of exotic coloring or something. It was a Sharpie.
Okay, are you going to go to the bathroom and try to wash it out?
You can't wash it out. You've got this. Well, you got the pleasure of this for a good 2 or 3 days.
Okay, well then it'll grow on me.
It will.
Literally, I mean, it will grow on me, and I will. I'm already stopping focusing so much attention on it.
Well, I can always go like this, you know, and just say hi, how you doing.
You know what? You know the only thing that sticks in my mind is when Buzz said it reminded him of Liddy.
Right.
That now
just the mustache.
Now when I look at you now, that's what.
But also, you know, now that we bring up what Buzz said, I must bring up the fact. The fact that he has gray hairs in his hair does not negate the fact that he might color his hair.
Why would I color my hair if it was not to cover the gray?
Because every time you do color your hair, there is some gray that comes through. It's inevitable. Anyone that covers up gray would tell you that.
I
Any of your products like Grecian and...
I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
The dynamic of this show,
mm-hmm.
in case you have just tuned in for the first time.
He's looking to trip me up.
No, no, no. And if you're listening for the first time, I can't believe you haven't turned it off yet. But if you are, here's what pretty much happens on the show. When anybody gets backed in a corner,
we basically take shots at everybody. We turn on another one. Right.
On one of our friends.
And in that, and it was kind of almost a triple whammy there because you brought up, again, something that Buzz has said. And then I said, well, since Buzz did that, and that subject came up again, and it got you thinking about the Liddy comparison, which is patently ridiculous.
But funny.
But funny. I thought I'd bring up the fact
just
that...
Just like...
I thought... just like what?
Spousal abuse.
I thought it was important...
I would say, that's not funny.
No.
You know, it's just funny in the context of doing a show.
The whole
that's so... Goddamn politically incorrect.
Yes, it is.
It's terribly so.
That's all.
But I brought that thing up just, you know, for the because the Liddy thing was brought up again. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, I mean, it's not, you don't have to apologize.
Okay.
Now I've got to go pick on Joe.
See, we all, it's right down the food chain.
No problem, take a number for that.
Absolutely, yeah, go check out that hair.
Take a number for picking on
Joe. That hair could use some gray in it.
Got a break, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I am wearing a handsome medal from the Special Olympics. Christopher Whittam, stand up here. Christopher was on the championship basketball team in the Special Olympics, and he presented me with his medal. Yes. Thank you.
What's up, guys?
Thank you. I am honored. Now, who's our next player, Burton?
Who he?
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. What's up, guys?
Profoundly normal. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. Or so.
Yeah, no, we're doing something funny. When Mike's laughing, the microphones are not on. And Mike is still covering his mouth.
Yes.
While he's laughing.
Yes, it's a guilty pleasure, Don.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. It's a guilty pleasure.
Listen, we need the calls now from Baltimore. Focus on Charm City.
Very good.
Come on, I've been up there, rimming with Modell.
Mm-hmm. You're becoming a Baltimorean.
For God's sakes. So what you want to do is call now. Joe had some calls that were up there for the contest. Let me see what's happening back there. Would you call
Joe?
Joe. Our man Joe, world's oldest phone screener.
I am not.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Joe had some people up there for the Baltimore thing, the contest, and then we didn't get to him. Did he get their information?
Well, they may have also been people who just wanted to get on the air and say something stupid, and their stunts sucked.
And their stunts sucked?
It could have been. I don't know. Joe spoke.
Then I'm glad I didn't take the calls.
Yeah.
Ooh. Do you want to speak to Joe?
Yes, please.
He's coloring his beard, too.
Very good. Thank you. Thanks for that. Fatso.
Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
Hi.
Joe.
So, Joe, I saw that there were a couple of callers for the contest on the screen. I was not able to get to them. Did you get their information?
I got one guy who seems legit. He's going to eat a light bulb.
See, now that's a good start.
Yeah. Wonderful.
That's a good start. Okay, thank you, Joe.
Sure.
That's a good... Good Joe. Good job, Joe. I almost said that's a good Joe like he was an animal.
You're a good Joe.
Good Joe. That's a good Joe.
Yeah, it's a good Joe. Sit.
As my good Joe answered the phones. So the lines are open at 877-365-3636.
Mm-hmm.
Call now. Spotlight on Baltimore, because we're going to be there on Thursday at Live 105, and it'll be very embarrassing if we have the What Would You Do contest and nobody shows up.
Yeah, yeah, we want Baltimore to show us their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Also, at some point, maybe on Thursday in Baltimore, maybe not, maybe we'll save it to do here, but we're also going to be debuting a beer roulette.
Beer roulette.
Now, that's another game to win a key.
Ooh.
Now, the key, Mike, for...
It's a brand new Jeep. The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Barry's Jeep on Fairfax Circle. Comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer preferred packages 2TB and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. Back to you, Don.
Thank you, Mike. That's the car we're giving away. We're giving away one key a day and only 18 keys.
Nice.
So you figure it out. You win $100 and the key, you got a pretty good chance of winning a car. So show up at Live 105 on Thursday, but call us first. Please call us. We're trying to get organized this time and tell us what it is that you do, what an incredible stunt you would do, keeping in mind that it's not our home station. and it's not our studio, and it's not our equipment.
Right.
So, you know.
We can cover the whole thing with Hershey syrup.
Anything goes. Now, let's see. First, this will be easier to read than my wife's letter. This was a card that we received for Thanksgiving. It says, you're a special blessing, Don and Mike. And then it says, everybody loves Don and Mike. I thank God every time I remember you.
Hmm.
Happy Thanksgiving. Faithful listener, Pat Kilfoy. And you can see it's like it's a store-bought card. And
lovely, lovely card.
Nice. Ambassador card. Mm-hmm. And then inside there's a letter. This is from Patricia Kilfoy, Buffalo, New York. Dear Don and Mike, I'm a faithful listener since my daughter helped me listen to you on the air. I'll be 72 years old on Friday. I enjoy your show. I wish I was as young as you guys. I am probably your oldest listener. No, honey, I guarantee you're not.
Not a chance.
I'm a professional cake decorator.
Oh.
And I do a lot of cakes for your friend Harv Moore.
Oh, we heard from her.
We spoke to this
woman. She's called. Right. This is like, now, here's why I bring this up. She goes through the thing and she says...
She's got a great accent.
And she's got the card here for Cakes by Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
Cakes designed with you in mind. Mike, she's done cakes for the stars... Perry Como, Al Martino, Vic Damone.
Wow.
Tony Bennett, Engelbert Humperdinck.
Tony Bennett. Hey, how about what a lovely little cake this is.
The Jerry Vale.
Hey, how about a herpes cake?
So you get this nice letter from this lady that called the show. And she,
thank you, Patricia.
She sent a very nice card.
It's a beautiful card and a beautiful cake.
And then here's what I can't figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Tucked inside the letter, which was inside the card,
right,
along with the card for her business,
right,
was an item from the Buffalo newspaper
that
she had cut out and sent in. And you tell me. Now, I think I got a pretty good idea about what's funny. You know, maybe if you've heard the first hour of the show today, you don't necessarily agree with me,
right?
But I like presenting an abstract view of what's going on.
Right.
This was sent by Patty. Man indicted in death of live-in girlfriend. A Herneker Street man was indicted Thursday on second-degree murder charges in the death of his live-in girlfriend, who's dismembered body was found in their home 3 weeks after her family reported her missing. Michael Morgan, and a nice picture of the guy here, is due to be arraigned. Blah, blah, blah. October 26th, police found the remains of Susan. And then it goes on. Anyway, why'd you send this to us, honey?
Just a report of a murder?
I don't know. This is a riddle that hopefully will be answered by this lady in Baltimore.
I sure. In Buffalo?
In Baltimore, yeah, in Buffalo.
She just threw it in there.
Right. I mean, this is...
Nothing funny, nothing...
No, there's the wonderful card... Like a grandma-type card that says, you know, I love the show, and then this nice handwritten note, and then the...
And no explanation in the note about why there's this blurb from the newspaper.
No, and then the things are cakes by Patricia, and then this. And if you look at the other side of the story, you can see that in the newspaper...
There's nothing there.
There's nothing there, but that's...
So that's what she wanted in there.
She sent along.
No mistake about it.
Thank you, Patricia.
I think she just thought... She may have mentioned this, as I recall, when she called, and I think she just thinks that a bizarre case like that would help bring... the spotlight on Buffalo. That's it? I think that's the message I sort of got from her when she called.
I don't think I'm overreacting here, but that's not quite right.
Okay, let's either take phone calls. Joe, you got... I see the lines ringing.
Uh-huh.
This is the bad thing about caller ID, that I see the lines ringing, and I see like half of them from the area code of Baltimore.
Right.
But I don't want to ignore all the people calling in from everywhere.
No.
I even see 716, which I think is Buffalo, right? In 716 Buffalo?
Yeah, I'd take that one. Let's see what that one's about.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You guys are talking about that thing about in Buffalo about the dismembered body?
Well, the question we have is why would that woman from Buffalo put that little blurb?
Because like 2 weeks ago, Don and Mike were talking about it, and they asked people to like send them something about it. I remember
you're talking to Don and Mike right now.
We asked people from Buffalo to send us something about this story.
Yeah, because I'm from Buffalo.
Well, why would we do that?
Okay, turn your radio down for a second.
Yeah.
I'll walk you through this.
Yeah, I know what you guys are saying. But you guys are talking about... Someone called in...
But
go ahead, Tyler.
No, I'm sorry. What was the context in which we asked for information about this murder?
Somebody from Buffalo called you guys and told you guys about it, and you guys all got a kick out of it. And you were like, oh, we'd love to hear about that.
Oh, I don't think we meant that.
I don't think. Well, not this story. But listen,
well, then it was probably that lady Patricia, and she was on the show.
I think.
But listen,
it was.
I just want to say this.
I remember listening to it, and it was talking about it.
Okay, I don't think so, but I don't want this call to go badly.
We may have been being sarcastic.
I don't want this call to go badly, so I'll say that it was nice of you to give that medal to Bob Barker. That he loved it.
How's it going to go badly?
What?
Oh, no, it can't go badly. No,
don't
I was kidding. I'm just trying to kid here. It can't go badly.
That might be the problem right there.
You're a winner.
We're trying
Thank
to
you.
Kid, and it's being
Thank
lost.
You, my friend. Yeah. See ya. All right, we'll take another call from the same area code, okay, from Buffalo. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Spotlight on Buffalo, WBUFFM.
That's right.
Right.
Hey, is this Don Mike?
Yeah, we're right here. Talk
Spotlight.
To us, sir.
That's on a little different on the phone.
On Buffalo, yes, sir.
Hey, here's the lowdown. That's exactly what you guys were doing. You're doing Spotlight on Buffalo. The lady called in. She's sounding kind of creepy. You guys didn't ask her to send you anything. But, yeah, that was the deal. It was right after that guy went over to the falls, and you did the Spotlight on Buffalo for that. And then she got all excited. She called in and said, Spotlight on Buffalo.
I still don't get the murder.
Did she mention the murder, the gruesome murder and the cutting up of the woman?
That is correct, yeah. She called in.
She did.
Very, very creepy. She was excited about
it,
and you guys have said, kind of creepy.
No, not creepy.
Well, if we had said send it to us, we must have been kidding.
He says we didn't say send it to
us. No, you guys didn't say that.
Oh, all right.
No, you guys were, but you were just making fun of it, and then... It was, like I said, it was really creepy.
So during the course of conversation, did she bring it up?
Yeah, she actually called to say it. Because
yeah.
It was right after you guys were talking about the guy that went over the falls, and you were saying Spotlight and Buffalo.
Was it the cake lady that called?
Yeah.
I think it was.
But how did she mention this guy cutting the woman into pieces?
She mentioned the street that it happened on and the girl's name. I forget. You know, she
All right, we need to talk to Patty. There's no way we're going to find out about this unless we talk to Patricia.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Yeah, it was around the time the guy jumped off the Niagara Falls.
Right, right.
And she called it excited because that made big news up there as well. And it was two back-to-back stories out of Buffalo. And that's basically what it was about.
But did she, when she called, did she say to us, oh, and there's another exciting story in Buffalo that this guy chopped up his wife?
Yeah, I put her in the refrigerator or something to that effect. I think she thought it was a countrywide story, like the guy going off the falls.
Or hoped it would be. Spotlight on Buffalo.
All right, well, hold on, let me see.
She was all about that.
Well, let me just tell you, though, I don't...
Well, in a creepy, roundabout way, it might be starting to make a little sense.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Now, it doesn't say anything about her body being refrigerated.
Well, I could be mistaken.
No, the lady said that, I think, when she called. Patty Cakes, when she called. Patty Cakes.
You were kind of cutting her off. She was talking fast, and you were kind of making fun out of her, and she really couldn't get the whole story.
And she had a really good, thick Buffalo accent.
Yeah,
right.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Like, Jack.
You know, Rack. We got to start paying attention. Here's somebody else telling us what she said. I don't even remember this. I remember the lady from Buffalo.
I remember her very well because I remember her accent.
About the cakes, but that's it. Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, that lady called. She was all creepy sounding and told you guys about it, and she said she was going to send it to you.
Hold on a second, my friend. Spotlight on.
We got her?
Buffalo.
Yay.
Here she is, everybody. The proprietor of Patty's Cakes by Patty. Cakes by Patricia.
Uh-huh. I like Buzz's new name for it, though.
I think so.
Patty Cakes. Here's Pat. Hi, Pat.
Hi. You tell that guy I'm not creepy. I'm 72 years old. I'll run him around the block, you prick.
She will, too. All right, honey. Give it to him.
I don't think you're creepy.
No.
All right, then when you called, David, the guy went over the falls.
Yes.
How did you mention the story about this guy cutting...
When I called you up and told you that he cut his girlfriend up and he put her parts in the refrigerator all over the house, you know? And I thought that was really weird.
Well, the story doesn't mention that. The story that you sent.
But that was just a late article that I thought I'd send you, you know. But
see, the thing is, maybe you can understand this, Patty Cake, that I didn't remember the call. And the letter just says that the guy dismembered her body. Uh-huh. Doesn't say anything about, you know, refrigerating or what. And then it goes on to say, you know.
I know.
Mother of two children.
I should have sent you a bigger article, but, you know, I just want to know that I enjoy you guys. You know, like I say, I take and enjoy you every day.
Thank
I
you.
wait please to come on until you go off.
Thank you, Dad. I got a question for you. What do you think of Buzz Burbank's new name for your business?
Well, it's all right.
Patty cake.
Patty cake.
Yeah, patty cake, you know. Cake. I did Elvis Presley's wedding cake, too.
I guess that name change won't go through.
No, she's very busy.
Man indicted in death of live-in girlfriend.
So it's just an unusual murder story up there.
Yes, that was not too far from where I worked, you know, and I took in was, you know, it was sort of weird. You know,
was that a spotlight on Buffalo then?
Yes, it was. It was right after the fall.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Spotlight on Buffalo.
And, lady, yes, did you used to work in Vegas?
No, I worked in California and Vegas. I'm originally from California. I worked there. I left there in 73, but I worked at Albertson's Market, you know, and I was their first cake decorator.
You were their cake decorator, and then when did you make a cake for Elvis? Where were you where you made that cake?
In the 60s it was.
And where did you do that cake?
It was in California at the Anaheim Convention Center.
Wow.
The Anaheim Convention
Center. I noticed on the card, Patty, that there are all these names. Perry Como.
Yes.
Perry Homo, we used to call him when I was a kid.
I did Vic Damone's wedding cake.
You did?
Yes, when he married Diane Carroll in Atlantic City.
That wasn't too long ago.
It wasn't too long ago, but they're divorced now.
Oh, that wasn't too long ago.
But I like
when Vic Damone married Diane Carroll?
Like 10 years ago?
Yes, 10 years ago.
Was it really 10? Only 10?
Wow. And I do a lot of cakes here at the Melody Fair in the Convention Center.
Uh-huh. What's Harv Moore's favorite cake?
Our more is the bikini cake with the cherry in the crotch.
Sure.
He is nasty, I'll tell you, but he's a good guy, you know.
Yeah, he's
very good.
Nasty. Nasty guy. He's very nice to me.
And stop making fun of my accent.
I love your accent.
Yeah, you do?
No, I love it. I make fun of it, but I make fun of it because I love it.
I like to hear Mike laugh, so tell him to laugh more often.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He looks like the innocent type, you know?
Yeah, I am.
Buffalo, I'm sorry, because I've been in Baltimore recently. As Buffalo is... Has the excitement now cooled down after the guy's gone over the falls? And the guy murdered his girlfriend and cut her up and put her in the freezer?
I think there was a publicity stunt. Because you know what? I'll tell you one thing. He got better. He shaved his hair, his mustache. He got all dressed up and everything else.
Which guy are you talking about, honey?
About the one that went over the falls.
Oh.
Are you under snow now?
Yeah, we got quite a bit of snow.
How much you got in the ground?
Quite a bit, you know.
How much you think?
About an inch or 2 inches high, but we've had snow continuous.
How high?
About an inch or two.
An inch or two high, you're going to be getting the snow. The heavy snow, usually comes right after Thanksgiving, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah. It'll come, you know.
Yeah.
So you guys have a nice day.
All right, Patty. Well, thanks for checking in.
Think about changing your business name to Patty Cakes.
Okay, I will.
All right, thanks for the card.
You have a nice day.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
Okay. She doesn't like me making fun of her accent.
Okay, goodbye.
You're not. You're
goodbye.
Honoring it.
Goodbye.
Don't forget, put snow tires on your broom.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye, honey.
How are you? Yak. Patty cakes.
She's sweet.
Yeah, she's sweetheart. I'd love her. I mean, if she's done all these cakes, I'd love her to bake us a cake.
I don't get this, though. Again, the story.
You know what it was? It was the two famous deaths in Buffalo, and she thought the other one was...
Okay. Spotlight on Buffalo, and thank you. Thank you for calling.
It would have tied in a little bit better if he dismembered the corpse and threw it over the falls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
In a barrel.
Barrel.
With a metal.
Barrel.
There you go. It all comes full circle. And I did that.
You did.
See how I did that?
But you didn't work in. Come on now.
I didn't work in the beard?
No. Working.
It would have tied in better. Let me start again, Don.
Yes.
It would have tied in better if the dismembered corpse was actually shoved in a barrel and thrown over the falls with a medal on the barrel and Special Olympics underneath it.
And
what's the other part? After that spousal abuse. Thank you. That's me saying it.
That's my guy.
See, we're on that home stretch right now.
Spotlight on Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
Spotlight.
They're both... I got two happy boys in the studio right now. They love it when I come over to the dark side.
Welcome to our world. All right, well, thank you, Pat, in Buffalo.
Patty.
And Patty, and listen, Baltimore, you got to call us about this. Turn that off for a second. You got to call us about this contest. Really, we're feeling let down here. I think
we're not getting hundreds of calls from Baltimore about this.
I see all the lines ringing, and either Joe's getting the information and just keeping it all in a nice organized fashion, or he's not getting any calls.
Well, I want to talk to people of Baltimore.
Let me see. Joe, I love him to death,
Look to your left.
Here he is.
Look to my. Oh, hey. Thanks, Charlie.
That was good, Charlie.
Good timing.
That was good.
Joe, you getting a bunch of calls?
Yes. We've got a girl who's going to come in a teddy, and a guy who's going to eat an extra large jar of peanut butter.
Well, Joe, you know what? Then perhaps, here I was mocking your ability to organize. Perhaps we can leave this in your capable hands.
Well, and I'm getting a lot of bad calls. You know, the people who call like, yeah, I'm going to come and get a tattoo all over my face.
All right, well, listen, Joe, here's the deal. Why don't you just...
Joe is regretful.
I forgot we had these days.
Introducing Average Joe.
You could take line two and see if it's my guy.
This one right here, line two?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Man, Don and Mike, yeah. Been trying to get through to you, see? Yeah. How you guys doing?
Oh, now we're going to get into a Joe issue again. This is a guy who's been calling you a lot and bothering you?
You know,
he's not bothering me, but he doesn't have anything to offer.
You know, he's just a straight-up, stand-up guy. Well,
see, that's a good call, Joe. He didn't have anything to offer.
Right. But again, he came in on the radio to tell us that the guy was there. Joe, you got to just, hey, you just got to get rid of these people before they come here, before they cross this line.
No, I know. Aren't you to see the caliber of the calls that I'm getting?
Just want you to feel his pain.
All right, well, Joe, what is the word? I'm empowered by you. If you would now go back and simply get a list, you know, in the next hour or so, of all the people and all the stunts that they'll do.
Now, Joe, I don't want you to overthink this, but I want to throw this out at you. Do you think that bad caller days in any way correspond with you wearing your Rolling Stones hat?
No, but I know they come in moon phases.
Okay.
That's moon phases.
Very good.
Now, who am I to toss this at? But are there ever days when you're going through a phase when it's not always the callers?
Because you know me,
sometimes
Joe.
On a Monday, Don, when the Redskins play on Sunday night. Don't know what I'm trying to say.
All right.
Very good.
Joe. Thank you. There he is, Joe.
Sometimes on a Monday when the Redskins don't play on Sunday night.
How about every Monday?
Every Monday.
Joe Willie Ardinger, everybody. We'll build this phone screener. I got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Man, I have so much to do this holiday season. Pahew. I hope I can get it all done.
Well, with all that running around, this is one of those months that you don't have to worry about going over your minutes, because Singular lets you roll over any of your unused anytime minutes.
Right you are. Only Singular has rollover, and I love it almost as much as I love Family Talk.
Start a new Family Talk plan and get 500 bonus rollover minutes to share with your family. And you can add a line for $9.99 per line per month.
You know, being as they just kind of worked an endorsement in there, I'd like to also say I enjoy rimming.
Yes, rimming is fun.
I love rimming. Just like I love Family Talk.
Splendid.
Nutty. Mike, switch today and get a free $50 gift card when you sign up for plans that start at $39.99 with a 2-year service agreement. Good for Singular equipment, accessories, airtime, or bill payments.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular wireless store for details. Hey, and did I mention to all of you, happy holidays.
WJFK.
If we care.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pie.
I tell you, I just cannot believe the things that come out of this lady's mouth.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
Right, right.
They will gladly render your body fat into soap and then grind up your bones to make bread. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
There you go.
All right, lines are humming now with this contest for Baltimore. Joe will come in with a list in just a couple of seconds.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
Very good. You just heard our phone number, the 877 number. Call now if you live in Baltimore. Come up to Live 105 on Thursday when we're in studio and do what would you do for the key that could start the Jeep?
Looking forward to going back to Baltimore.
Yeah, so come on down to Live 105 on Thursday. Okay, so... like I told you, my mother-in-law is moving, and my wife, I'm not going to get into this in great detail, but she is a mental patient because Well, where do I begin? She
going a little crazy with the move and all that?
Well, she watches Trading Spaces, and she watch. Oh, and listen, is there any guy? Well, Rob is faggy like this because Rob watches the show.
Yeah, but Rob, that's Rob's secret way of liking the lady that's on it.
Well, Mike, that's exactly my point. But with Rob, I don't think it's that way. I think Rob
really
the show. But is there any guy really that doesn't watch that show for any reason other than you'd love to bang that Paige Davis?
Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely, absolutely no other reason for the average Joe to watch that show.
I was watching the one that was a repeat the other day. With
I like the other girl, too.
The $100,000 thing, where they give them $100,000 for the house, and Paige was wearing this backless, high-up halter thing and running around.
And she knows it. I mean, that's what she's doing on the show. Then the other one has the big boobs, the other pretty one that's on that show. I don't know what her name is.
Not the redhead.
No, the brunette.
Here now, Trading Spaces expert.
The blonde, Genevieve, right?
No, there was another one.
Amy Wynn.
Yeah, maybe that's who she was.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of goofy and sexy and, you know.
Like Paige a lot. Always.
Paige is, of course, the mainstay.
Yeah.
You don't think Rob watches that show for the sexuality?
No, I do not. And here's how I know he doesn't. His friend Brad got him, for a Christmas present, got him a Trading Spaces shirt. I mean, if you were just watching the show because you had a boner for a girl on the show.
It was sort of a gag gift. But never worn the shirt.
I remember, but I seem to remember when he was talking about
but
that show.
But you do like? Always, yeah, but I've always
who's your favorite? Who's the Chinaman you like?
Vern Yip.
Okay.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
He comes from around here. But it started because Carrie's addicted to it.
Right.
The one thing that made me keep coming back.
And it's a guilty pleasure because you can really ogle her under the guise of watching, hey, that's a fantastic artificial ceiling they put on.
What a wonderful cabinet.
Yeah, boy, they did a really nice job with that antique painting.
Nice box.
Oh, Paige.
So my wife watches that show.
Uh-huh. Does that disturb you to think that he watches it for the sexual reasons?
No, I really don't think he does. Listen,
he does. I think it's a slam dunk that he does. Why is that? Why is that difficult for you to believe?
Now you're being wiggy, okay?
I am being wiggy.
You're being wiggy.
I'm being very, very wiggy.
So my wife watches Trading Spaces, then she watches Clean Sweep.
Now what is Clean Sweep?
Clean Sweep is an idiotic show on TLC where they go to somebody's house with a lot of clutter.
Right.
And basically here's how they spend the hour. My wife has actually made me watch this. They spend the hour saying, Mike, we're going to clean out your garage.
Right.
We're going to start. We want you to go in the garage and put everything you absolutely have to have in one pile and the things that you're going to give away to charity in another pile. Then they go through and they go, that's great. Now we're going to break this down into three more piles. Then we're going to break it down into three more piles. Basically, the end of this show is you don't get to keep any of the junk that you've got. It's just a way of... It's almost like going through a line at Disney World where they just keep saying to you, we're helping you clean out your clutter.
Right.
So now what
that
we're
sounds
do,
boring. Are there any POAs on that show?
There are not. Hmm. And then there's another one that my wife watches called Sell This House. Now, I've watched this a couple of times, and there is one
element. I've seen a tiny bit of it.
There is an element of this that I like.
Is that the one where they painted the California kind of the adobe-style house, and they painted it a real bright color and took out all the bushes?
No, this is for people who are selling their homes.
That's what I thought.
Hold on. I've never. It has nothing, as far as I know, it has nothing to do with that. The only part I've seen is where
Curb Appeal is that the same show?
They have a hidden camera.
Different show. Okay.
And when people come in to look at the house,
yeah,
they get the people on tape going like, "Can you believe what a piece of ass this house is?
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe how bad that table is? Can you believe how bad that chair is?
Right.
Oh, I would never live here. Those drapes are so bad." Mm-hmm. And they get like 10 people who have gone through this model home and looked at it. They've filmed them in secret saying how bad it is. Then you get the people who are selling the house who sit down and watch a monitor of people who have been on hidden cameras saying what a piece of crap the house is.
And it's supposed to help people that are getting ready to market their homes.
Yeah, but of course it's not. No. You know, I guess maybe, you know, somebody like my wife who's interested in that, she watches it for that reason. I watched it because I love the fact that it's that grainy hidden camera.
Mm-hmm. Right, and people are being brutally honest.
Yeah, they're saying, oh, this place is the worst. Look, I bet they eat in here a lot. Would they have cleaned this up before we came over?
So it's just a nakedly cruel show.
Well, yeah, but they're all just, they've all wreaked havoc on my life. Because my wife. Because my wife has got this whole thing to get rid of clutter in our house and to get rid of clutter at her mother's house, which brings me to the letter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to tell you about trying to move stuff out of Big Frida's house,
mm-hmm.
because my Frida has watched this show Clean Sweep too many times.
Is she being a little harsh?
She's being very hard with her mom. She's saying, you know, this stays or this goes. And her mom will say, well, I don't know, that meant a lot to me. And Frida will say, okay, obviously you can't make a case for it, so it goes in the pickup truck, and she'll just pick the item up and toss it in the truck.
Right.
This is the way that they've cleaned out the attic.
Mm-hmm.
So in the attic were these letters that my wife sent from college.
Uh-huh.
This is 1976, October 23rd. So I don't know how old that makes her, but she's, you know, obviously a young woman in college.
Right.
Years before I knew her, swept her off her feet. She writes this letter Sunday, October 24th. Dear Mama, well, you asked for it. I'm sending up my Christmas list. I decided not to ask for the tape player because there are other things that I need and want more. Especially since I'm going to go job hunting this March during my break, I'll need some nice clothes. I won't be hanging around campus much longer, so I don't need any jeans, tops, or accessories. Now that I am a mature woman, I need clothes for work and going out.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Now that she's a mature woman.
This letter's funny. Plus, next semester, I'll be teaching more than in class, so the days of being Jane co-ed are drawing to a close. Mom, I know that we aren't rolling in dough, to say the least. So I went through my winter clothes down here to see what I could use in mixing in with what I already have. Some of the news was good, like the fact that blazers are really big this year, and I hate the one that Santa brought me last year.
God.
The velvet one. And the garland blazer that I bought my senior year in high school still looks great. You remember, it was that maroon color. However, all the skirts from last year are way too short.
Wow.
They're all above the knee, and I can't believe how funny they look today. That dress you made me for Christmas last year, the ribbon slate blue turtleneck dress, is long enough, though, and looks pretty. You still have that pattern, and then this goes on and on and on. I'm only on page number two. Let me see. Let me find the thing about she wants Robin's sweater. She wants a sweater that her sister has. And here's where we get to the picture part.
Good.
Anyway, Mama, there are other things I need that don't have to be fitted to my new svelte physique. And so instead of trying to describe what they are, I decided to cut out pictures to give you an idea of what I want. I guess something I need pretty badly are glasses because I don't have any. It's terrible to have to put into my contacts whenever I want to see anything, even if I'm just laying around the dorm. These squarish glasses are the most fashionable right now. And these are Diane von Furstenberg glasses, and as you can see, they are
very
big,
70s.
Big, gigantic 70s glasses.
Very 70s.
But she's taking it out of the... It almost looks like a ransom note.
Yeah.
That's something, you know, hey, yeah. How you cut stuff out of the...
If you want to see your kid alive.
Well, they look like Mrs. Cotter's glasses.
Let me see.
Let the runway be your guy.
And the big frame... Hold on. The big frame lets you see the size of my eyes. I really love these styles. You might be reluctant to get a pair without me seeing them first, but Mom, these pictures will give you the idea of what I want them to look like.
Well, based on the blazer purchase.
And you have good taste to make the final choice. It'd be nice to be surprised, but if you don't see any that resemble these, or you'd rather have me pick them out, I understand.
Mm-hmm. It's very nice of her.
The thing I need most are a pair of black shoes that I can wear with both pants and dresses. I know exactly what I want, but I can't find a good picture.
She's incredibly well organized.
Yeah. You've got to be delicate enough to wear with a dress, but not so delicate they'd look funny under pants. Plus, Mom, I know you're not going to believe this, but they've got to have at least a 2-inch heel, and even that's on the low side. Neither of these pictures are exactly the shoes I want, but I would like the shoes to be open-toed and have rather thin heels, though not spikes, of course. I'm sorry I can't explain it better, Mom. Luckily for me, you always do a great job of picking things out.
Mm-hmm.
Still, you do like to think that my feet are bigger than they are.
Now I have a question
but
about
try to
this.
Refrain from getting shoes larger than size 8, and then there are the pictures of the two pairs of shoes she wants.
Okay, is she trying to placate your mom a little bit because she's giving just incredibly specific instructions as to what she wants Mom to get, but then she'll throw in a line like, you're incredibly good at picking things out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all. She's conning her. She's just...
I just was curious
she's,
about
she's
that.
She's telling her, yeah, you're great.
You're great at picking things out, but
however,
here's exactly what I want because
right.
you're not very good at picking things out.
And I'm so glad I have this letter because I'm going to pull this out every time that she says something to me about... You know, you don't have the true holiday spirit that all you care about are the lights and the
right.
and the presents and you know, it's yeah, come on. I know, she's just like me. And look at this, even before she knew me. The other things I can't live without right now are navy blue purses.
Sure.
The one I have is 2 years old, ripped in places, and the strap breaks and must be reassembled all the time. The something of the somebody gives her a hard time about it. The problem is I don't want a plastic purse, and I can't afford a leather one. So I guess I'd rather have a canvas purse with leather-like buckle and reinforcers that look like vinyl. Hey, that's a nice look.
Yeah, well, it's the 70s.
So my wife is asking for big glasses and a vinyl purse.
For the style.
I know you've seen them all around. They're cute. I'd like a darkish brown one. And then it goes on, and like here, as you can see, she has pictures.
Very detailed little sketches of the purses that
oh.
she wants. Drawings.
Now, as we continue, Mom...
But not her drawings. They're,
right.
they're from a magazine
right.
taped in there.
Mom, you are undoubtedly in shock about how explicit I'm being, but I really care about how I look.
Ah.
Now that I'm going to have to go out and find a job. That's the main reason why I'm really losing weight. I think to get a good job, you've got to make a really good first impression.
Okay, now let's mm-hmm. analyze that. Con, still?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
She never worked a day in her life.
Oh, God.
Really, until recently, uh-huh. until she started working, and she is working outside the home now. She's got a career going on. Not a day.
Is she at work now?
Yeah. But she did give me the letter.
She gave you the letter. Yeah. So knock yourself out.
Go ahead and read it. Let me see. Then it goes. It gets too repetitive because... for instance, the thing that bothers me most about winter clothes is now everything is below the knee. My pretty winter coat is too short for everything.
Mm.
Hopefully I'll have clothes that go with blazers. Let me tell you some less critical things that would be nice to have in my stocking. New gold earrings. Non-pierced ears are coming back. A pretty leotard for exercising, because I've been doing a lot of meditating. Danish fingernail polish is and remover. But I don't need any makeup whatsoever or shampoo, because I've been buying certain times. I've been buying certain types of bath that I really like. Oh, and now here we go. And Mom, I'd love to have some new lacy underwear.
Oh,
it doesn't have to have hardly any support, as we are all well aware. That is, except for Matt Phillips. Whoever Matt Phillips is.
Well, now, wait a minute. Did you have you pursued this with your wife?
No. I'm not exactly top heavy. I'd like them to be really sheer and pretty. I'm guessing she's talking about the underwear because there's pictures here.
Mm-hmm.
These are nice. And I really like those little boxer shorts. I think they look so cute and comfortable for under a skirt. And then there's the pictures of the underwear ads.
Oh, and then, you know, hey.
Yeah.
Even back then, even though that's a...
Yeah.
That's pretty timeless style right there. I like those little boxer shorts.
But for underpants, and I love the fact that you call them underpants.
Look at Buzz's look. Buzz is enjoying the underwear segment.
I was picturing that.
But for underpants, I'd like one or two pairs of those underall stocking and pants in one. I've heard that they're really nice and look completely smooth under slacks. I also need some...
You know, I think it's a credit to your wife that she was concerned about panty lines.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let me move on to... The end of this, hold on, I think we're almost to the end of this. Underpants, let me see. Mom, I don't want to bombard you all at once. This is on page 8, I've done a lot of editing now. Mom, I don't want to bombard you all at once. I've got to start studying, so I'll close now. I guess you've gathered that the main thing I'd like this Christmas is nice clothes. I'd like to have a few basic, well-made things that I can mix. I guess more than any other time in my life, when I'm going through interviews, it's important that I look good. I better get doing the inevitable studying I love and missing you so much. I almost forgot to tell you what I want most for Christmas, Tom Curtis. That's a joke, Tommy Curtis. You know the guy from the Yacht Club? Or that?
Is that who it is?
Yeah. She's goofing on him way back then.
Really? But he was he a contemporary back then?
Back then he worked at MALFM.
Really?
Yeah, he was a DJ. I told you, my wife is dated virtually everybody in the radio biz. I was the last to get her. All my love, Frida. P.S. Mom, I just went through my address book and found out I don't have WMAL's number. I guess I can't write Connie. Do you have suggestions? How crazy is that?
Wow. So she was into radio even back when she was a kid.
Yeah. As a matter of fact... Okay, here's something else. This was from that college radio station we played the tape of and she got mad at.
Right.
This is a photocopy of her first paycheck.
Ah.
From college radio station WCCP for $12.29. Is this her, Rob, or just a stager?
I'm not allowed to play that.
You can't play that tape anymore.
Anyway, so she writes, Mom, as long as I had to send such a weighty letter, I thought I'd add a couple of other things you might want to see. It was really thoughtful of my boss. You see, even back in the day, she's so naive. It's so thoughtful of my boss to make this Xerox copy of my first paycheck for me.
Hey, come on in here, Fred. I got something for
you. Don't you think? It was included in my first pay envelope.
Huh.
Also thought I would send you his business card. I know you'll save these things for me. Love, Frida. My wife is nuts. She was nuts long before I ever met her.
Before you came down the pike, you're blameless.
Long before. Look at that.
Now, did you just discover that, or did she give that to you?
It was given to me by an intermediate. By a third party.
Very good.
Who squeezed her out.
It was going to be your mother-in-law.
Yeah, my mother-in-law.
Wonderful. And she thought you'd be amused at that.
Yeah, I thought it'd be some nice human interest angle.
Ah, yes.
On my wife.
Mm-hmm. What does your wife say about that? That she was...
I guess pretty much she would say the same thing she said yesterday when we talked about her making her sister cry at Thanksgiving.
Right.
It's, you know, the ABCs.
It is what it is.
The ABCs of being her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's all. That's,
I'd always be curious to know if she got everything she wanted for Christmas.
Oh, Mike.
Because I think it was virtually assured.
Guaranteed. That is absolutely. You know what I'm going to do here? Hold on a second.
Let me see a picture of her in those big frames.
Yeah. Oh, boy. What is the. Hold on a second. Crap. Wow, I forgot my mother.
What, the Walmart number?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm not trying to call her. Hold on.
Have we seen her new place yet?
No. No, not for a while. Let me call Big Frida to see if she's around.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know if there were letters like that every year.
Oh, I guarantee there were. Come on, Big Frida. Now you gotta give this one a couple of rings.
Sure, of course.
Because you never know. You can check out, but you can never really leave. Hotel California. I'm sure she's out running errands.
Hello?
I almost said dial 911.
So, oh.
hey, hi, Mom. You're on the air. Listen.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Big Frida. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Belated. We were just reading this letter that Frida sent you from college.
Oh, yes.
76, the one that was addressed to Santa Claus. And Mike was wondering, and I guess I am, too, how many of the things in this 8-page letter with the pictures and all that stuff did she actually get?
She got most of them. I made a lot of her clothes.
Ah.
She was sending me pictures.
Yes.
And they all got most of what they asked for. I don't know how many things, if you've gotten to the part or if the part was in there when she mentioned something about Robin getting something or other so she could mix and match with her.
A sweater, yeah.
Yeah, no. I was thinking, is this another letter I'm thinking of, the one where she asked you to send you some? She was away at college,
uh-huh.
And she asked you to send her some of her sister's clothes.
Yeah, Rob's sweater, if she wasn't wearing it, because it would just match something I'd made for her.
Was Frida always that detailed in her Christmas wish list?
Yeah. She always wrote long letters, and she wrote very often, and if you didn't write back, she would write to the writers and say her, with her mailbox, lonely little mailbox, was writing.
Uh-huh.
And,
she was precocious even back then.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Always.
Well, it sounds like a Christmas must have been a very busy time for you.
It was, but...
labor of love?
Yeah.
Hey, have you heard? I mean, I guess you heard, but you heard about the whole, you weren't over for the thing, but, you know, the crying incident.
Yeah, I heard this in part.
The crying game?
Uh-huh.
As we're calling it now? Any fallout on that?
I haven't heard any at all. No. Only, I really just heard what you said on the radio the other day and went through the whole thing.
Ah.
Frida said a little bit that she was, she was upset that she had upset Robin.
Yeah, she was upset that she made Robin cry.
Mm-hmm. She said she just wondered if she were too rough on people or...
I hate it when old people don't know when to be quiet.
If some,
I mean, I love her, really, I do.
I know you do.
You know, do stuff, and they took it seriously.
Yeah.
I told Rob I was just tired. It had been a long day.
Yeah, long day.
Okay. All right, Olivet. Listen, Big Frida, I'll see you soon.
Okay, honey.
And thanks. Anyway, thanks for the letter.
Oh.
And looking. Listen, no one looking forward to that to Christmas more than me.
Oh.
You know this?
Yeah.
Maybe you don't know this.
What?
Mr. Lucky, right here. Mr. Lucky.
Are you? Do you have her?
Going on a cruise.
Yeah.
Not only going on a cruise with my family, but also bringing my mother-in-law. And
they're letting me pick someone to bring with me to keep me company, and so my sister, who's 2 years older.
Wow!
Aunt Mildred will be joining us.
You guys watch out. You behave yourself.
They're treating us both the whole trip.
Wow, that's very nice.
Carry our bags.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. See you then in a couple of weeks.
And we're in a stateroom that has a private balcony.
There you go.
Ooh, nice.
It couldn't be nicer.
Well, you have a wonderful holiday.
Yeah.
I will, and the same to you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All righty.
All right, bye-bye.
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 I'm just trying to bring a little joy into her life.
Yeah, well,
yeah, you're a good guy. You're a good guy doing that.
I mean,
before... I don't do anything for my family.
Before the final chapter rings. come on the boat one time.
Sure.
Bring Aunt Mildred.
That's good. As long as she can do that, that's good to do that. That's fantastic. I wish my mom would do more stuff like that. I try to get her to do it, and she doesn't do enough now.
I think we're probably all agreed that, well, you got something, Rob. What is this?
Yeah. So let me get it right. Your mother-in-law is how old?
80.
And she's going with an 82-year-old or 83-year-old?
Uh-huh.
Now, I predict this.
Yeah.
You are going to have one hell of a time.
Love. Yep, and I'm lucky enough to be married to the younger version of my mother-in-law.
Yes, so it's just you and your wife and the two old ladies?
That's it.
Well, you guys will be able to, they'll be able to do their own thing. I'm sure they'll be to bed early.
Sure they will. Well, I don't know. It's a free trip. Maybe they're going to be, crazy like I am when I get a free trip.
Have you gotten your letter this year yet?
What letter, Robbie?
From Frida?
No.
Your detailed letter with the pictures out of magazines?
She does have, I did see an icon on the computer. Mm-hmm. She does have a list.
Yeah. Oh, does she really?
She really does manage to take, to quote her, all of the joy out of it. She really does, because I will get a list and say, this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
These are the stores I want you to go to. Here's the catalog. Don't dare deviate from this list at all.
I haven't gotten your present yet.
Don't worry about it.
No.
You're covered. I know you're not.
No, actually, Carrie took it to the next level this year. I got an email, and on the subject line it said, I like these. And it was a link to Nordstrom.
Ah.
Wow.
Hey, yeah. Now.
Nordstrom.
When you care enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, got a break. Anyway, that's my crazy wife. Mm-hmm. How nuts is that?
How pretty detailed. You know, it shows great spirit, great organizational skills.
Uh-huh. Great greediness. It's like, you know, hey, Merry Christmas. Please give me all this stuff.
Yes.
Big, gigantic glasses.
Well, she was going out looking for a job.
Yeah.
And look how that paid out. Look how that paid off in Spain.
That's right.
Now here it is, 23 years later, 27 years mm-hmm. later. She's finally got that job.
Well, like I always would tell any woman, when you're going out to get that big job interview, make sure you wear the sheer underwear.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing, Don?
Okay.
How's it going, Mike?
Hi.
Hey, I had a question, or I think I figured out something. It sounded like Frieda's letter was remarkably like Craig Wilson's letter.
Hey, my wife's no faggot.
No.
Get the phone.
You.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I had a terrible thing happen today.
Yes.
I had a blue poo.
You had a blue poo?
You had a blue BM?
Blue.
Wow.
Like how, what color blue?
Like, it was like a combination sea green bluish. I went
that you know, because sea green bluish is very close to black and tarry.
No.
What did you eat last night?
Before I went to bed last night, I had Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries. I haven't eaten it in 10 years. It's the multicolor berries.
Yeah.
And I almost felt going to die.
You're not going to open this can of worms. This is why you don't look.
No, that's right. You do look.
If you look and you see blue...
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I'd freak
out if it was blue.
Sure.
Exactly.
You've never had that happen, have you?
Normal people. I've had a variety of colors, sir.
Like what? Like what, Mike?
I've actually had the bright red from Beats.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Or at least I thought it was Beats. That was this morning. But I haven't been feeling well.
You don't like Beats?
I don't like
Beats. And you know my nickname. I don't like the chewing tobacco, but I love the moniker, Red Man.
Red Man. Really not a lot of blue in this room. Probably a lot of red, though.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, Don, I was wondering, are you going to invite some of the fans on the cruise like G. Gordon did so we can meet all the family and sign autographs?
Great idea. How many times, seriously, over the years have we been pitched that idea?
Every year.
Almost every year.
Don, you could have gotten a free ride.
That's all right. I'd rather pay. Listen, don't take any offense. I'd rather pay than be there with you.
Come on, Don. Find some autographs.
No, come on. Get out of here. I got your autograph.
And then you could pose in your red, white, and blue Speedo.
Yes, Michael.
On the Veen Dom.
Yes, that's Veen Dom.
Yes, I'd love to have people kiss my ass for a week.
Got a break. We're going to keep the topic in the radio world here when we come back. Spotlight on Gary Bezerkowitz. Wow.
Your least favorite program director ever.
The worst guy ever. I mean, take everything else aside. This guy has nothing in his soul that in any way would give him the right to write an article, much less a book about Christmas.
But he has.
He is an ass, and we're going to try to contact him.
Oh, very good.
I'm seeing here now that he has a consulting company.
Ah,
here.
Wonderful.
So we'll place a call to Gary Bezerkowitz.
Right.
And read you some of his tips here on how to have a better radio station, as he calls it, Reindeer Game.
Reindeer Game.
Reindeer Game. Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look, I'm not back in 10 minutes. They call the cops. Standard operating procedure.
Here's some standard operating procedure. Stay the f*** away from Tony Soprano. Shut the f*** up and listen. It's over. Capisce? Over and done. You call or go anywhere near him or his family, and they'll be scraping your nipples off these fine leather seats.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Furio Junta from The Sopranos. I never listen to you. Goodbye.
Two solid men who work with their hands for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, it just worked out that our trip to Baltimore is this week.
Right.
And going to the Ravens game again on Sunday.
Wow.
With Modell.
You got to get yourself a little condo up there.
You know, here's the thing. I'm not going to go into great detail on this. It's so great, and I still cannot fathom the fact. I know that I'm just an ass kisser, and that I'm just there because I'm the goofy disc jockey that he can point to with his friends and go, "Hey, look at that guy. That guy's a dope. That guy will do anything to be up here." But I don't mind being in that.
Well, I think he likes you.
Yeah, and I want to tell you,
being on the show
as a football fan, it's great to be there and be so close to where it's really happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to just thank the Modells very much for that, and don't think that I don't appreciate that. And I know that it's not going to be this way forever. But, you know, for as long as the team keeps winning, I think that I should be right there.
Yeah.
Right on my knees, right in front of you. Right as I was last week. Just there, just ready to just say, yeah.
I think someday you'll get to my level as far as, you know, being able to be involved in specialty events. I think, you know, someday you might attain what I've attained. I think that I know you're excited about being on the sidelines of Baltimore games, but, you know, I'm going to be in the Manassas Christmas Parade.
Well, I was going to hit that tomorrow. You can hit that now if you want.
I know. I just, you know, I know you might be a little jealous of the fact that, you know.
A little.
Yeah, well, a lot. A lot. I, you know, and I really, that's why I was hesitant to bring it up.
Why do you think I haven't brought it up?
Well, you know, it's, that's, I'm going to actually be in the parade.
Wow.
Manassas Christmas Parade.
Wow. The Gin Blossoms, I believe, said it best. Hey, jealousy.
Jealousy.
Jealousy. Yeah, well, yeah. I'm hoping that you'll be able to plug that.
Yeah, I'm a
couple of days.
I will plug it because you know, as excited as you are about being involved with the Ravens, I am as excited to be in the parade. I know two young ladies that are going to be very excited, hopefully, about it.
Sure.
Even though they can't
Your
throw
daughter.
Candy, my daughters are going to be in the parade.
Cool.
So it's very, very good, very Christmassy.
Yeah.
And that I think officially on that day I will be in the Christmas spirit.
So here's the deal: we're you know, this Baltimore thing. Going up there Sunday to go to the game, thanks to, you know, the Modells.
Right.
And we're going up on Thursday, as it just turns out, because they wanted us to come up sometime during this ratings period.
Live 105.
To come to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And here's who we have thus far for the What Would You Do for a Key That Could Start the Jeep Contest. We're going to ask the good people of Charm City to come up to Live 105.
Very good.
On Friday. And, you know, the station wants us to cut promos saying that we're coming. Why can't they just take some of this right now? We're saying,
there you go.
We're coming to Baltimore on Thursday.
We've been talking about it for a long time. We're excited about coming up to Baltimore.
Well, they want us to cut some stupid promo, but I say take what we're saying right here.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be in Baltimore Thursday.
We love Baltimore.
Deal with it. Here's who we have signed up thus far. A guy named Blake from Baltimore will eat a light bulb.
Wow.
Guy named Danny from Baltimore. Now, see, this one, I don't know. I give it, put it in Joe's hands. We'll eat a large jar of peanut butter.
Okay. No small task.
BFD. Monica from Baltimore will walk from her home to the studio in a Teddy.
Hmm.
Blair from Towson, Maryland will eat a dozen goldfish. Mike from Baltimore will eat dog food with his dog. And Mike, also from Baltimore, and this is one we should just scratch because it's been done before. We'll drink a gallon of milk. You might as well just come in and puke because that's
been done before, and we, I think we got enough eating on there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there's one thing we don't have a lot of on there.
It's just the beginning, Mike.
Right.
As Karen Carpenter is saying, we've only just begun.
Right.
And we're pushing
Baltimore
right now.
Nudity.
Here we go. Think about that. Think about what you're asking for.
Two words that go great together. Baltimore and nudity.
You know our phone number, so call us up for Baltimore, and we'll see you on Thursday.
You know, and the one thing about the young lady, who I appreciate her participation, will be walking from her apartment to the radio station in a Teddy.
Yeah.
It's just tough for that to translate unless we have some sort of MARTY unit out there. You know?
I believe she has a cell phone.
She has a cell phone, and she will be walking along the street.
She may live a couple of blocks from the radio.
Oh, very. She'll be cold when she arrives.
Very, very chatty. So there you go. So listen, you guys can do better than that.
Unless she wears those big, like, heavy-duty things that cheerleaders wear.
And me, I'm looking forward to going up there because not only will we be effing with all of the Infinity stations that are there.
Right.
They're doing it the wrong way, in my humble estimation.
Uh-huh.
You got a company that owns all these radio stations in one market. You don't put them all in the same box together.
That's dangerous.
You don't get one building where you open the door and you walk out of Live 105 and you open another door and you walk into WQSR.
Nah, that's not fun.
And you open another door and you go to Mix 106. You open the other door and you go to the Light Rock station.
I can practically smell it with all the disc jockeys under one roof.
Oh, so, you know, and they're not used to us being up there because I'm sure that they all play well with others. We don't play well
with
others.
We play horribly with others.
No, but I'm looking forward to that, to crashing those stations, having everybody come by. I think Modell's coming by.
Oh, good.
I know that Big Don O'Brien is coming by.
Old friend Big Don O'Brien.
Excellent. We're going to hold Big Don to the, we do a trade. He'll come on our show on Thursday. And Thursday night, I'll do some DJing.
Very good.
On WQSR.
So you'll be lingering behind and staying in Baltimore?
Think so, Mike. Probably just staying all the way through game time on Sunday.
Might as well.
Just staying the whole time. all of that is good. All of that radio stuff is good. Mm-hmm. That we're going to Baltimore, that we've got a station that supports us. You guys got to call up with your stuff. There's a lot about radio that sucks.
Yes.
And a lot about radio that sucks can be summed up in two words. Gary Berkowitz.
Now, before you go on with this, I really wish you would give at least one. I know you have many. One of your horror stories of Gary Berkowitz. Wouldn't it be safe to say that Gary Berkowitz did more bad things to you than any other program director?
Yes. I'll give you one from me and one from a friend.
Okay.
The worst with me, and I worked at the station in Providence for 2 years. I worked my way up the ladder from nights to afternoons to mornings.
Wow.
And I was making, this was 1976, I'm making, I think, $125 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no perks or nothing, but it's okay because I'm paying my dues. And I keep getting better shifts, but he's, like, harping all the time about, you know, you're talking too much. Even back then,
you're talking
too much, you're not following the format, you're talking during records, blah, blah, blah. Well, I get a job offer from Indianapolis, and they want to pay me $300 a week.
Right.
Wow.
I'm making $125 a week. And I can make $300 a week.
You got to take it.
Say right now, that's $15,000. I still remember that to this day. $300 a week equals $15,000 a year.
Right.
Which is giant money compared to what I'm making.
Right.
So I don't have any contract, of course.
Right.
I go in and I say, hey, I've been here 2 years. I have an offer in Indianapolis. I quit. I give you my 2 weeks' notice. He says, you can't quit. The ratings start in a month. I said, I'm sorry. I'm giving you my 2 weeks' notice. He said, on my son's life, he said, you cannot leave. I will not allow you to leave now. If you want to leave after the ratings period, I will let you go. And I said, listen, you can't stop me. I quit. And I came into work that next morning to do my show, and I was told to leave the building, which was cool. So I loaded the stuff in the U-Haul, drove to Indianapolis. Now, this is before the age of cell phones and computers and everything.
Right.
So I don't know what's happening. All I know is that I've left Providence, and I'm on my way to Indianapolis. Well, what this guy, Gary Berkowitz, did, because he was so angry at me for having the balls to quit and take a better job. And keep in mind, I didn't go in and say, even though I was full of piss and vinegar back then, even now I am, but even more so back then, I didn't like say, you're a jerk and I hate you and I quit. I just said, I'll work out 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't good enough for him.
Right.
So what he did was, he called. I had credit problems, which were no secret.
Right.
What he did was, he called the bank where I had a Visa card, and he called Sears where I had a credit card, because he had a copy of my credit file there at the radio station. And I swear to Christ to you, this is what this bastard did. He called the companies and said, hi, this is Gary Berkowitz from WPRO. We've got a guy here who's just run out on everything, is leaving, and he's skipping town, and he's not going to be paying these bills. Now, I think it's my job as a human being to tell you that he's been hired by WNDE in Indianapolis, Indiana, and his new program director's name is Bill Garcia, and the general manager's name is Bob Press. So I'm in my car, my beat-up Opel, driving with the U-Haul thing,
right,
making my way from Providence to Indianapolis, thinking, $15,000.
Yeah.
Wow. I moved up.
Very excited.
And, you know, back in the day, you pull into the parking lot of the radio station, right there with your U-Haul, and you go to the front desk, and you say to the lady, hi, I'm Don, I'm the new DJ. She says, just a moment, Bill will be right with you. Bill Garcia comes around the corner, and now he's a black dude, but he is so upset by what's happened, he's ashen. He almost looks, he has a charcoal color to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not my ebony brother. He looks like a guy who's just walked out of a crypt keeper or something. He says,
right.
And it's the first time I met the guy.
Yeah.
He hired me over the telephone, and I noticed right away something's not right.
Yeah.
And he says, hi, we're glad you're here. Listen, before we do anything, we got to get you into Bob's office, the general manager right now. I go, okay, great. I think I'm going in to meet the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going in, and the general manager is sitting there, and he says, see what I've got here? And he holds up like four or five different phone messages. He goes, these are all merchants from Providence, Rhode Island, who say that you're skipping out on your bills and that you've abandoned your life in Providence and that you'll never pay these bills, and this is not the best possible way to start a relationship with a new employer.
Yeah, right.
And I'm sitting there, and I had, at the time, no idea it's Berkowitz.
Oh, God.
I said, there has to be a problem here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I'm not the best with paying my bills, but mm-hmm. I'm doing that. You know, I'm baby stepping. That's
right, doing the work. Mm-hmm.
That's why I took the, I mean, I'm flipping out. How old was I? I was 16 at this time.
Wow.
I said, I don't know what's going on. Maybe it was 18. It was 76.
Still, pretty young.
76. That's, I was born in
50. 18.
So yeah, I'm 18. I don't know what this is. And then finally he said, well, I did receive a phone call from Gary Berkowitz.
Ah.
And I said, what did he say? And he said it didn't go well when you left the building. I said, it didn't go well when I left the building. I went in to work out 2 weeks. He kicked me out.
Mm-hmm.
He physically kicked me out, took my key off the key ring, scratched my name off the list, and told me I'm done in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
To forget about it. So that's what this bastard did.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to, and it ended up being okay. How stupid was this? That I had to have the general manager of the new radio station who I just met, who just hired me, he's got to call the Sears and Roebuck in Providence.
Oh, dear.
To say, hi, can I talk to the manager? Yeah, I've got the guy here that you got the call about. And listen, I'm telling you, the guy's got a job, and he's making more money than he did before, and I'm sure he's going to be good for it.
Wow.
And if he's not...
So that's what Gary Berkowitz does to start your new phase of your career. That's
now,
nice.
There was one other Gary Berkowitz story, besides him just being a horrible person or a horrible program director. He did something to a friend of mine, Terry O'Brien, that is just the friggin' worst. The Terry O'Brien person, that's the name he called himself on the air. Terry O'Brien did 10 at night to 2 in the morning. It's a pretty thankless shift in radio.
Right.
And he was the music director, which meant that he had to be up one day a week on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
He had a turnaround where he had to be at the station like at 9 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. After being on the air till 2 in the morning the previous night, because as the music director, he met guys from record companies.
Right.
So what he would do was, he would tape the last hour of the show, and he would, when the overnight disc jockey would show up, he'd say, hey, you know, do me a favor, man, put this tape on at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go sleep. Mm-hmm. I'll see you tomorrow. And the guy said, no problem. A word of this gets back to Berkowitz. Here's what Berkowitz does. He hides outside the station bushes. 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
his radio station, he's hiding outside in the bushes.
Psycho.
He waits for Terry O'Brien on a Monday night to leave the building at 1:01 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Has a camera. Takes a picture of Terry O'Brien driving away. Takes a picture of his watch, 1:01 a.m. Goes into the radio station.
Paranoid.
And he sees Zach, the overnight guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to Zach, what are you doing? Zach says, I'm playing the tape of Terry. Why are you playing a tape? You're not authorized to play that tape.
Yeah,
and he starts giving him this crap, saying you're violating FCC laws, you're violating the rule. He said, this is not right.
Making it up.
This is not right. So what Berkowitz did was, he goes and stops the tape. He makes the station go dead.
Mm-hmm.
There's dead air
right.
from 1:10 until 2 o'clock in the morning, and Berkowitz goes to the station logs, the transmitter logs,
mm-hmm.
and writes on there, Terry O'Brien signed out at 2 a.m. when actually he left the building at 1:01 a.m.
Oh,
I saw him do this. So now Berkowitz mentions none of this to this guy, Terry O'Brien. So this guy does his show, leaves an hour early, goes home.
Just setting a trap.
Gets up the next day, comes in early, ready to meet the record guys,
mm-hmm.
and he's greeted by the general manager saying, Terry, we have some very serious problems to deal with, that we have this photograph of you leaving the station last night at 1:01. We have a falsified FCC log that says you were here until 2 o'clock in the morning.
God.
And we have the question of the tape, which fortunately Gary was here to stop, and the station was dark for over an hour, and anyway, get the F out of here. And they fired his ass.
Wow. Without a warning, without saying, hey,
no,
don't do this anymore, we can't have that.
No, and the guy's in there on
doing TV, two jobs.
Doing mm-hmm. two jobs. Right.
Right.
So the Gary Berkowitz can grow up to become a consultant, mm-hmm. a radio consultant. And I remember...
they do.
Here's another one.
Yeah, he's got a few.
No, this one just says volumes about the person. That is Gary Berkowitz. One Saturday, because, you know, everybody busts my balls now, and this is maybe why I'm so sensitive about vacation time, when we get our vacation
right
that we've worked for. I used to work 6 days a week. Most people in radio did. It right. sucked.
Yeah, we all did. Yep.
Like anybody with a job, you go in on Saturday at 6, and on Saturday I have to work a six-hour shift. So I have to work from 10 till 4,
mm-hmm.
and I'd be there all day, just bored out of my mind, yep. hating life, mm-hmm. you know, and he would come by the station, because he wasn't on the radio, and he was the program director, and it was his way of being in charge. You never expected to see him on a Saturday.
Yeah, right.
So he would come in all the time, but he would make his wife wait in the car, and he brought his dog inside with him. And his dog is named Moish, which means something in Yiddish. I don't remember what it is now, but mm-hmm. I remember it was the first Yiddish word that I ever learned.
Ah. Right.
Moish. And he told me all the bad ones, too, incidentally. Yeah. That's where I heard Fasta for the first time, was from Gary Berkowitz.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Right, that he, like, hit me to all the...
Mm-hmm.
So he would come into the station on a Saturday, but I'd be dragging ass, and I could see, because the station had a picture window looking out on this highway.
Right.
You could look out into the parking lot and see his car still running with his wife sitting out there, and he's walking around the station with his dog, who's wearing a little dog sweater.
Of course.
Wearing a dog sweater.
Just being the boss.
Come in the studio.
Being
and go,
king.
Come in the studio and go, Moishe, what do you think? You think Don's been doing a good job today on his show? What do you think? Did you hear Don at 03 when he was not supposed to talk when he talked? Did you hear that, Moishe?
Oh, God,
did
how do you not hit a guy oh, like that?
And the guy just drove me friggin' crazy.
Sure.
Drove me friggin' crazy. I hate this guy. I mean, there's a lot of guys in radio that I say I hate who I really think are okay.
Right, sure.
And, you know, guys I feuded with. But this guy Berkowitz, now he's one I hate.
He's evil.
I mean, that's a cruel son of a bitch.
Yep.
You know, all I did was quit. And really, literally trying to ruin my life.
Yeah, and now, these are good stories. I think that's a
great
setup.
Stories.
So now, having said that, we're running late. When we come back, well, not only is Gary Berkowitz now the president of Berkowitz Broadcast. Well, you know, I should try to call. Just to see if he'd come on the air. Because he's written an article about Christmas radio.
Somebody pick up, especially this one.
Yeah. I've got a mic.
Is it him?
Okay. Man, F the FCC, I mean this. Back in the day, we could put any phone message on the air that we
right.
wanted to.
Uh-huh.
Mike and Rob, if you would both, after I dial, please pick up the warm line. Oh, S. 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 3, 7. Okay. Do. Okay. Pick it up, guys. Pick up 7. And just listen to Berkowitz's voice. Do you hear him? Did you get him?
There he is.
Yeah. Hi.
What a shame he's traveling.
Hi, yeah. Gary Berkowitz.
What a shame.
Hi, it's Gary.
Gary.
It is so rare in the business when someone looks exactly like they sound.
Yes, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Moish is Yiddish. It basically is like a nickname. It means Moses.
Why would he name his dog Moses?
Beats the hell out of me.
Who knows?
All right, thank you, my friend.
Sure.
Holy Moish.
Moish.
Holy Moses.
It's like a little term of endearment,
holy
I guess.
Moish. We got a break. Anyway, we come back. Gary Berkowitz, Reindeer Games.
Yes, very good.
Programming and promotion features add glitter to your holiday.
There you go.
Righty, we're going to find out how to do it. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
She was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant, and I didn't believe it, because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you have a question, I know we can help you too. I want you to pick up the phone and give us a try. This call is free. Pick up the phone now. Tell them just to thank you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
They're marvelous, you sappy bastards. Leave them alone. They're beautiful.
Someone call for a doctor? Because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Do you remember?
Someone called for a doctor?
All right. We'll be in Baltimore Thursday at Live 105. You call 877-365-3636 to tell us what you would do for one of the Jeep keys we're giving away. We're giving away two on Thursday.
Very good.
And a chance for you to win one of these much sought-after keys right now.
Renew Jeep.
If you're the 100th caller, 877-365-3636. I'll tell you this. You had to have been listening to yesterday's show.
Ooh.
And definitely the very beginning of today's show.
Ah, very interesting.
Okay? So call right now. You're playing for a brand new Jeep.
A brand new Jeep.
Mike.
A 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4.
Almost got
Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. Comes equipped with high back bucket seats and a locked four-wheel disc brake, spot lamps, 3.7-liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer preferred packages, 2 TV and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
Thank you, Mike. That's Carl giving away a week from Friday. Only giving away 18 tickets. You could 18 keys.
Right.
You could win one right now along with $100 if you're the 100th caller, but you got to answer the question correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So while Joe counts to 100, here we go. Gary Berkowitz, I've already told you what a douchebag this guy is. Berkowitz Broadcast Consulting.
Mm-hmm.
My holiday ideas book, now available by mail. Click here to order yours.
Sure.
Yeah. So here you go. Programming and promotion features add glitter to the holidays. Berkowitz Broadcasting Consultants head honcho pulled out the list of holiday ideas from his new book, the aptly titled Holiday Idea for Radio Book.
Mm-hmm.
One, nonstop Christmas music.
Hey, there's a novel idea.
If you aren't going all Christmas the entire month of December, at least play Christmas music. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, if not more. Make it easy on yourself and produce a 4 to 6 hour segment of music and repeat it often.
Absolutely.
Number two, website.
Mm-hmm.
Dress up your station's website to look like the holidays. Put a banner up that says, WXXX is your home for the holidays. now here you go. Now we're going to get to the real Berkowitz.
Ah.
Jingle bells. Keep sleigh bells in the studio for the jocks to ring when you give happy holiday time.
Happy holiday time, everybody.
Thank you. Staff greetings.
Oh,
now, this
no.
is something oh, yeah. that I work in radio, but even if I didn't work in radio, I'd hate this.
Right.
Staff greetings.
Hi.
Play these into holiday music. Example. Hi, this is Gary Berkowitz, operations manager at Magic 105, wishing you and yours the best this holiday season.
Well, we have one of those, one of the classics that we play all the time.
Yes. Oh, do you have that one with Jeremy?
We got the one from Jack.
Yeah, Jack Diamond.
That's the classic. That's the absolute
two good ones.
Prototype.
Yeah. We got two good. Yeah, okay.
That is exactly what Gary Berkowitz is talking about.
Hi, this is Mix 107.3's Jack Diamond, wishing you and yours the happiest of holidays with the sounds of Christmas. A gift from our family to yours on Washington's Mix 107.3.
Hey, everybody. 529.
Following the orders of the consultant.
Go to WXXX.com. You're home for the holidays, 529. Okay, so
these program directors are trying to ruin Christmas.
Right. Hold on, Mike. Neighborhood caroling. Mm-hmm. Listeners enter and win your entire air staff showing up at their home with hot chocolate and cider for a sing-along with the neighbors.
I know that nothing builds morale of an air staff more than trundling them out to a neighborhood to force them to sing Christmas carols.
Making them go.
Gift wrapping. Jocks show up at client locations and malls and wrap gifts for listeners for free.
I'm there. Show me where to sign up.
Let me see.
Jeez, wow. You said they were bad. I didn't know they were this bad.
See how lucky we are.
Right.
Hassle-free shopping. Arrange for a bus to take last-minute shoppers from mall to mall, providing them with a hassle-free day. Arrange for box lunches.
Yes. Nothing too expensive, mind you.
Give all winners a $100 gift certificate to start the day with. Then you have a lot of them that you've heard of before. Let me see. Santa sleigh, listeners call in and we tell them these things, three things. Listeners call in and we tell them three things in Santa sleigh that hour. They pick one and win.
What?
Because it's like, okay, we have, at this hour, Mike, at 5:31, 2:31 on the West Coast, right now, I'm on the phone with Mike O'Mara. Mike, you have your choice of either a $5 gift certificate to Arby's,
hi,
or a $5 gift certificate to the hardware store, or a $5 gift certificate to the library.
Are you on the radio now?
Which would you like?
Hi, Gary. I love your show.
Which would you like?
What? It's, hey, can you ring those bells again?
It's 5:31. Which would you like?
I'll take the new car, Gary.
The Arby's gift certificate is yours.
Do I get a box lunch with that?
It's 5:32.
Hey, Gary?
Yeah.
I just noticed something.
What's that?
My stool is blue.
And he's not be that.
Here's another one. You've heard this one before. Coach for Kids.
Oh, yeah.
A line to the local merchant to collect winter coats for kids who may go without. Christmas card contest. Children design cards that are judged at a client's location.
Yeah. Then you get the design. It says, hey, this one really sucks.
Who did this one? Somebody in the Special Olympics?
What the hell is this? All right, you're fired.
And as it turns out, the kid is from the Special Olympics.
I am wearing a handsome medal from the Special Olympics. Christopher Whitham, stand up here. Christopher was on the championship basketball team in the Special Olympics.
There he is.
And he presented me with his medal.
Medal! There you go, Bob. Bob Barker. 5:33.
Oh, man. I've got a really bad taste of RB.
I just want to say, spousal abuse.
Even cracked up, he could talk it up.
Careful. Am I careful? Careful with those initials.
Yes.
You're getting dangerously close to the contest here.
Oh, really?
To what I'm going to be asking.
Ah, very good. Okay.
But thank you.
But I thank you. And you're more than welcome.
That was very awkward. I apologize.
But you're more than welcome, and I think I know where you're going.
Thank you.
Very good.
Let's see. We're still now continuing with Gary Berkowitz.
Yes.
Phone home. Work with a long-distance carrier to provide folks the chance to phone home for the holiday.
Now, we've done that. We have to take. We have to say that we've done that for years. We say you make a holiday call around Mother's Day and stuff like that,
yeah,
right?
Normally, we work at some like goofy angle.
Yes,
with it.
And you don't trade it out.
No, right. You don't trade it out. No.
Hold on.
I just thought, you know, I'd like to be honest, right?
Mike, what about light of the night?
What's that?
Listeners send in photos of the decorated homes. Station call letters must be included.
Nothing takes away from the materialism of Christmas more.
That's best great. Display window.
Show us who's got the best lights.
Holiday tours. Rent a bus and have your disc jockeys go through neighborhoods looking at holiday lights with listeners.
And eggs. Christmas eggs.
Let's go.
Hey, all right. Where's my other six-pack?
I need a new bus.
Here's the real Michael Hughes idea in all this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember Michael Hughes yesterday sent me the email that said, wouldn't it be a great idea to send someone to the Paris Hilton?
The Paris Hilton.
Literally.
Right.
Right. And I wrote back, yes, it would be great. How do we pay for it? Literally. And right. I've not heard anything back. Gary Berkowitz writes, sleigh rides. Offer sleigh rides to kids at high traffic locations. Well,
sounds dangerous.
That's a great idea.
But high traffic locations. So what? What if you live in Florida?
How do you work that out with the cops? Where do you get the sleigh? Where do
right.
you get the horses?
Horses are expensive.
What happens if you're out there and, you know, for God's sakes, it's hey, everybody, 5:35. Our best wishes go out to the Spiewak family. Robert killed today during the WXSX sleigh ride.
Damn, why did we pick a high traffic area? Now, there's an idea. Yeah. He just throws it out there, and that's what being a consultant is.
Yeah, you figure it out.
Yeah, you deal with it. You deal with all the details, which are the real difficulty.
That's right.
Let me see. Kids Call Santa. Great Christmas Eve show.
Mm-hmm.
Run from 6 to 8 p.m. You will need the harmonizer for this one. That's the machine we have that makes my voice like Satan.
No, you won't.
You can't get somebody like Mike to do it who actually sounds like Santa. And finally, the Santa Patrol. The station tracks Santa's progress from the North Pole to your city. Do 3, 4, 5, 6 fun reports an hour.
We're out here, and I do see what appears to be a sleigh and a tiny reindeer.
Really? Toilet paper.
Yes, it is.
That's opposed to the other consultant that said report that Santa's been kidnapped by the disc jockey.
Oh, yeah.
Then the disc jockey releases him on...
We're not going to get him back. You're not going to get him back until you get a whole bunch of toys for the kids.
All right, call 100. Let's see if we can give away in this key.
Hey.
God knows we've had enough time. Let's go right here. You are the 100th caller. Hello.
Hey, great.
Don and Mike show. What be thy name?
Danny.
Where are you from?
Danny.
I am from... Alexandria.
All right, Danny.
Can I ask Danny a question before we proceed?
Sure.
Danny. Question I always ask all Danny's.
Danny.
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 Yes.
How would you like to mow my lawn? sorry about that.
Hey, how about a fresca, Danny?
How about a fresca?
Danny.
Danny, will you loop up my stretch marks?
Danny, you've got the DVD copy of Something About Mary from 20th Century Fox. Go see the Farrelly Brothers' new movie, Stuck on You, in theaters on December 12th. Plus, you won the Pajamagram. Send your mom an exotic Pajamagram at 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Mm-hmm. You've also won the Christmas Bear. Send Beargram gift from... Send, there's a lot to read, Mike.
Yeah. I know there
send,
is.
Send a Bear Grand gift from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company, 1-800-829-BEAR. There, you've won all of that stuff, and you've not done dick yet.
Wow.
Good great. Job.
Now, for $100 and a key that can start the car, I need to know what these initials mean. I'll give you two sets of initials. First set of initials is R.B.
Rectal bleeding.
And P.E. And
it was getting dumped so much yesterday. I didn't get to.
But I said it at the beginning of today's show.
Yes.
Yeah, I missed it a few
minutes. That's a shame. I believe the guy.
You get the other stuff that you won.
Yeah, I kind of believe him because the way it was dumped yesterday.
You get the other prizes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Turn down your radio for the love of Christ.
Okay.
What?
He said okay.
What? Okay. What's your name, sir?
My name's Scott.
I said okay, Don, but he said it like Astro.
Where are you from?
Wichita.
Beautiful. RB stands for what?
Rectal bleeding.
PE stands for what? Yeah, you don't get any prizes.
The other cinema. Guy, the other, I don't know.
The other guy got the prize.
Remember okay.
Like, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I'm calling to play for the Liberty.
Yeah, what does PE stand for?
PE?
P.E.
Premature ejaculation.
Bingo!
Bingo!
There you go. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
What's your name?
My name's Kara.
Kara, where are you from?
I am from Ashburn, Virginia.
All right, you get the $100.
Okay.
You get the key that can start the Jeep, and we'll see you down here next Friday.
Awesome.
And sorry about your family that was killed with a runaway train from KXXX. Well, honey,
it was a runaway sleigh.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Just laughing.
Now you use the Christmas train, which is the bigger promotion.
Train.
The WKXXX Christmas train.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good there. That's somebody who's listening to the whole show.
Yeah.
She's using her noodle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I think we're going to do tomorrow, Rob?
What's that, Ted?
Did I mention this to you already? I was a dear mention this to you. Yes, tomorrow on the show.
We'll clean the fridge.
All leftovers. Because really, there's so many scraps of paper and ideas and
it's time to start cleaning the fridge.
So we're going
to
do that tomorrow. We'll go through the leftovers. Plus tomorrow, Robert, a mailman's coming in, and we're going to be watching a midget porn with him.
Hot fools.
Jerry tapes?
Midget porn. Rob, Jerry tapes are in there.
But that's a leftover, so...
Jerry tapes are right next to Larry tapes.
Mm-hmm.
We've not gotten to either of them.
Yeah, I think that's Rob's Christmas wish.
Tomorrow we go through the leftovers. Now, I know everybody's been into this whole, and even we've been into this thing about bashing the stations for being into Christmas too early.
Mm-hmm.
God knows we just, rolled over Gary Berkowitz. And I urge you to go to his website, do a search... for Gary Berkowitz Broadcast Radio Programming. that Berkowitz Broadcast Consulting.
Mm-hmm.
Just send them a note and say I said happy holidays.
Very good.
Tell them that I have lots of great memories of working for him.
That's nice.
Santa Claus is on.
Santa Claus
mm-hmm. is here. Now, we don't make a big deal about this, that we sign a contract with him, and he comes in, I think, three or four times before Christmas.
He does indeed.
And this is today, what is the 2nd of December?
That's right.
Today's his first contractual appearance.
Yeah, I heard him out in the hallway.
So he's here.
Yeah, I mean, he's here, but it's like bitch, bitch, bitch.
Is he wearing the Santa suit, or is he just dressed casually?
He's dressed like he always is, in the sweatsuit.
Oh, no. Okay.
And it reeks.
That's why it's good that this is audio, not video.
Yeah. I just wish there was one year we didn't have to deal with this, because, you know, it's not... It sucks the Christmas out of me.
No, I love it.
I know you do.
I love it. I love it, man. I'll call him right now. I say, up until he puts on the suit, as far as I'm concerned, he's the K-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Kris Kringle.
Yeah, I know. So, I know.
Kris Kringle coming in just a second.
He's such a complainer.
Do you think we should tell the kids to listen or not?
you know, I think it might be...
maybe not today.
Might not be the best.
Not the day. Younger kids.
Not the maybe younger not kids. Today. Later on, he'll do his contracted chat with the kiddies, which is always fun.
Maybe not.
He wants, actually, the way I understand it, quite loudly,
yeah.
He wants to speak with you.
Okay. We'll be back with the K-Man.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come on! Take them all! And not me! I'm too young to die! Oh, the pain, the pain!
The Don and Mike Show.
Suck me, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hold on there, Joden. Don't go far. World's oldest phone screener, Joe Arden.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
He was just in here. Hey, Joe.
Joe.
I've been playing the Stones, Joe. Come here, Joe.
Here
Where's
go.
Joe? Joe! Oh, Joe Arden, Joe! Come here, Joe. Good boy. Come here, good boy. Good boy.
Good
Hi,
boy, Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are we doing on the What Would You Do contest?
We got more people.
Got more? Fantastic. Thanks. That's all I need. Thanks, Joe. Joe's on top of that.
Yeah. Joe's rocking today.
All over.
It's a good day. I think Joe's best day of the week is Tuesday.
We're going to be at Live 105 in Baltimore on Thursday. Mike, I find it hard to pick a best day of the week.
It's easy for me. Tuesday's always his best day.
Because Joe satisfies what I ask of him every day on the show.
I know he does. It's not like I don't walk by that Employee of the Month sign every day.
The can-do attitude of Joe Ardinger is something that really inspires me to try to do better.
I'd like to know what his secret is, because I'd like to be better motivated.
I think you know what.
But I don't do that.
I know you don't.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be in Baltimore Thursday. What would you do for a key that could start the Jeep?
Yeah.
The $23,000 Jeep we're giving away next Friday. Your craziest, wackiest stunts live on the radio from Live 105. Call 877-365-3636. Tell Joe what you would do, and he'll put together the list, and we'll see you live in the studio on Thursday in Baltimore. Now it is, as I mentioned, the 2nd of December, and we have a contract with Kris Kringle Incorporated. I have to bring a copy of the contract with me.
The real deal.
Because he doesn't like coming in. Ladies and gentlemen, known to some as Santa Claus... Known to his friends as Kris Kringle.
Hold him to it.
Yeah. Oh!
Wow!
You fucking fig.
Wow. Wow. May I say to you, wow!
Oh, my God.
What a great time. What a great time it was to be picked up by a cab. At the airport this year.
This is what you're upset about? The fact that...
A cab! You sent a cab, a taxi cab.
Okay.
Not a free-range limousine.
Turn off the Santa Claus music. Because
God.
Kris.
Damn it.
Kris, last year, did we...
May I sit? John.
Did we get you the town car last year?
You got me the town car.
What about the
stretch? The year before that, the stretch.
What about the
incident? Now, and this year, a lousy, stinking, smelly cab driven by a foreign person.
The incident... With the flight attendant.
That was nothing. You said that was nothing. You said let it go. I did a good job with the kids. You said I did a fine job. And now what you're doing to me is what you're doing to me.
No.
I know what you're doing.
No,
you are you're a manipulator.
No, what I'm doing is...
Joe and Elliot assured me Eddie from Associates, that I would have a town car. And right. You said a cab.
Maybe they didn't.
I'm not a complainer.
Okay.
I'm not a complainer, but there are a few things that I'd like to go over with you that have not been done. And the fact is that when you say, is he in uniform, the first contracted appearance of the season on Deck 1, as I like to call it, is not required to be in the Santa suit.
Chris?
Yeah.
Which one of us is going through a situation right now similar to Kobe Bryant? Okay, that would be you.
Don't compare it. It's not the same thing.
It was with the stewardess last year in the town car.
It was a line I gave her. She was consent. That was consensual sex.
Mm. Well, now, see, it's
that
still,
was completely consensual.
It's your word against her word.
Not my word. You're not following the story. It's taking place up there. I've got your attorneys on the case. I've got my attorneys on the case.
I can't get you a limo because you attacked that girl in the car last year.
When it comes to Santa Claus, no means yes. That's the way I've always played it, and she laughed. She chuckled. She chuckled when I said, would you like to have some Santa in you?
No.
Wow.
She did, and she was willing.
This is why.
She hopped in, she said, I used the standard line, would you like to sit on Santa's lap?
Yeah.
And one thing led to another, and then all of a sudden, after the fact, we got all these reports. I don't want to talk
this
about
is
that.
Why.
When we talk about the holidays, I'll give you a ho-ho-ho if it's what you want.
Chris, this is why we had to have a cab pick you up today.
Would you look at page 3, please? Not to just list these items that I've got, but would you look at page 3? It says Santa will be provided with, please.
Would you get him an airline bottle of booze?
Thank you.
Would you get him a...
I just hope that we could actually provide me with the right thing. Mr. Spiewak, how have you been? Good to see you. Good to see you, ho, ho, ho. This boy is the only one on your staff that treats me with any modicum of respect, and I believe your children reaped the benefits last year.
Chris.
Ho, ho, ho. Now I'm happy. Just one moment, please.
All right.
Twist off cap. Here we go. Oh, that's good. Finlandia. Okay, cheat me out again. A taxi cab and Finlandia.
All right. Would you get...
Thanks so much.
Give him the Smirnoff.
All right.
No, I'm fine with Finlandia. Fine. No need. No need from you. And thank you for your kind letter after the holiday. I never get those. Thank you.
Well, now, why would I send you a letter? You're an employee.
Sent me a letter, personal letter, that said thank you for doing what I did. And you, unlike...
You're a contractual employee.
You, like so many others, do not look at me like the icon that I am. You look at me as simply a shill,
Chris,
to bring you ratings during the... Hello, Buzz.
Hi,
Sal.
Chris.
Are you another good boy?
Yeah, Chris.
Thank you.
Yes.
My Christmas gift comes to you with 50 after
I understand
every year.
No one pays me better, because why? Why do you pay me? Why, Don Geronimo, do you pay me what you pay me? Why do you pay Santa?
Because you're the real Santa.
The real deal. That's exactly what I am, just like that athlete. I'm the real deal. I am the real deal, and that's why I talk to you prior to the holiday, and then I come in, I talk to the children, I have a great time,
Santa.
And I am the guy. I am
Santa.
KK.
Chris.
Yes.
True or false?
Yo.
You're run by a syndicate.
That's not the accurate term, but in a way, yes, we are. We are run by a corporation, is the way I like to call it.
Are you mobbed up?
No, nothing could be. That is a falsehood of biblical proportion. We are not mobbed up. We have to transport our goods and materials through interstate van companies that are run by a number of prominent Italian Americans.
I have great...
I don't understand why you have to trash this. Why are you persecuting me? This is not 60 Minutes. It's a comedy show. Can't we have a little Christmas fun? Are you bitter at all those horrible, miserable stations that have been playing music since Halloween?
I have great news for you.
I am going to have Donner and Blitzen drop one on them. That's what I'm going to do.
I have great news. The legal department has just called during the break.
And how is Linda?
She's doing great.
Wonderful. Great.
The stewardess?
Steve doing well?
Steve's doing great.
German.
Yeah.
Good boy.
Finds a German.
Very nice man. Yes, sir. Where's Mike?
Mike O'Mara?
I heard he was talking about something. Did he bring up the counterfeit bill?
Oh, he was in Vegas for Thanksgiving.
Mentioned,
I know.
Mike told us yesterday on the show that somebody passed him a bad $100 bill, and he got nailed by casino security.
Tell him I'm sorry.
Oh.
Was that from you?
I mailed it to him.
You mailed it. Now, why would
we have the elves on suspension? They produce those bills.
Good.
They were passing them up at the North Pole. I sent one to Mike in anticipation of the trip. He normally makes those special arrangements for me.
Right.
You know the ones I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
The one where he goes to the particular house.
Right.
Where the women are.
I know.
You understand? And Santa stays there.
No, Santa has needs.
Santa will be staying there again. It's
Santa.
An undisclosed location.
Chris?
Oh, me so horny.
Chris, would you mind talking to one person as Santa Claus?
The whole thing work it up for you?
I mean, well, no. Listen.
Yeah, let me do it. Hold on. You just let me sip some of your top shelf booze that you provided for Santa after his cab ride.
Get him the Grey
after
Goose.
His smelly, smelly cab
Get
ride.
Get him the Grey Goose.
Well, I would think a man who appreciates good stuff would provide it for me. Hold on.
I would think that the world's biggest holiday icon wouldn't force himself on a flight attendant last year.
So don't worry about it. I'm fine. I'll talk to you. Who do you need me to talk to?
Here he is.
Santa's lubed up.
Hello.
Oh, it's dial tone.
Just lost.
Santa don't like no dial tone.
I hope
Santa in the house.
I hope he calls back.
Santa feeling good. Santa asked Mr. Spiewak to provide one more airline bottle before segment over.
If you were nice enough to be listening in and call back, I bet this is him.
Sure.
Hello,
Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, this is Santa Claus. Who's this?
No, it's not Santa Claus. It's Mike.
No, nothing could be further from the truth, my challenge.
Is this the guy from the North Pole?
This is Santa Claus. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, this is Charlie.
Charlie?
Hey, Tom?
Yeah?
How do you spell Santa?
S-A-N-T-A.
Very good. Everyone can spell Santa. Tom, have you been a good boy?
Yes, I have.
Can you spell Claus? As in
C-A-R... I'm trying to think. C-A-R-A-I-L-S.
Fantastic. And what do you want for Christmas this year?
A brain.
A VCR and
VCR.
A DVD player.
A VCR? You can't have both. Pick one.
It's built into one thing.
Oh, the single unit. Yes, by Samsung. Santa would love to help you with that.
Tom, I was so nervous the other night when I turned on the television. Oh, we got to go to Buzz.
Yeah.
I turned on the TV and I saw the lady on Channel 5 saying, fire at group home.
No,
And I was thinking, thank God it wasn't yours, Tom.
No, watch it.
I wish you hash browns, eggs, and potatoes, Tommy.
Watch it.
Tommy Jones.
Hey, guys, what? No more breakfasts here at the apartment complex.
No more breakfast? Well,
group home.
Is that bad or good? Watch it.
All right, guys, I mean...
What?
I got an announcement for you all.
All right, Tom Gavlin, announcement with Santa Claus.
Anybody out there is on... This is the Don and Mike.
Uh-huh. Right.
Go to Hooters in Fairfax at 8 o'clock. There'll be a birthday party with Tom Gavlin tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight. Yes. I'll be there.
Who he?
Anybody out there listening?
Santa's coming.
Go to... WJFK.com and see the Mayflower pictures from last Wednesday.
Very good. Yes, you're the master promoter.
Thank you, Tom. Bye now.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, guess what, guys?
Bye then.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, Don.
Well, Tom, we got to go. We're running late.
Guess where I went for my lunch today?
Where, Tommy?
Crystal City Restaurant.
Ho, 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 ho.
It's a hearty, tardy Christmas.
Way to go, Tommy.
Hey, when are we having our Christmas?
Wrap it up, Tom.
Thing?
Goodbye, Tom. Hang up the phone.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
Thank you for bringing him on.
Found a way to
nothing makes a bitch sing more than Tommy Joe.
It's the hearty, tardy Christmas.
Have a hearty, tardy Christmas. He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Hung up.
Buzz, what's your lead story on the new Santa? Thanks. We'll see you again in a couple of days.
Hey, catch you later, Don.
So long, Santa.
Thanks a lot, Buzzy.
What's your lead story today, Buzz?
Move over Paris Hilton, a Baywatch babe you've always wanted to see naked, finally is.
Have you assaulted her?
No, now stop that.
Stay tuned.
I won't come
for
back.
News and comments.
God damn it.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Chris.
Bunch of cheap bastards.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance and have some fun.
Making your penis feel young. Don and Mike.
Everbuzz News now. Buzz Burbank, brought to you by Veramax Sensual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer.
Will someone call for a doctor?
Doctor developed clinically tested Veramax works in a Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today, Veramax. 1-888 try VMAX. And now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Don and Mike. And now, Gina Lee Nolan, formerly of Baywatch and The Price is Right, also once posed for Playboy. But aside from that, she...
Oh, she was on The Price is Right?
Yes, yeah, apparently she
I
was.
Am wearing a handsome medal from the Special Olympics, Christopher Whitman.
Anyway, I just wanted to say, as long as Bob's saying Special Olympics... Hi, Dennis.
Oh, hi, Don and Mike.
All right, Dennis.
Welcome
to the news.
Hold on a second. No, I'm not going to do that to you.
Yeah, he calls every time during the news.
I don't know why.
Maybe he likes me.
We can leave him on hold. We're playing a game right now to see how long Dennis will stay on hold.
Very good. All right.
Dennis called immediately when he heard Tom on the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's the rivalry that those two
of
have.
Of course, before, of right? course. Bitter rivalry.
Right.
Well, aside from the appearance in Playboy, Gina Lee Nolan's mostly shied away from nudity on camera. Skimpy clothing, yes. Nudity, no. But that's Gina's professional life. In her private life, there's apparently been a fair amount of nudity captured on film and video.
Yeah.
And she's not happy. We know about it.
Yeah, baby.
She was talking to her lawyers after hearing from the New York Daily News about the explicit videotape that'll hit the internet around Christmas.
Smashing, baby.
A source to the newspaper says the tape was made when Gina was married to video producer Greg Fallman. Quoting the source, they made it in a hotel. Greg's operating the camera. Gina's in bra and panties. She's gotten breast implants. She's complaining she doesn't want to take off her bra because her breasts are hurting. Greg gets her to take it off, but she doesn't want to take off her G-string because she had an appendectomy scar. Then she agrees. End quote.
Where do I meet this classy lady?
Fallman then joins his wife on camera, a la Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee, but Gina tires of this and then bites Greg in a sensitive place. Fallman, by the way, denies all of this. 2 years ago, there were reports that Gina made a kinky video in 93 with her then-husband, David Feeler. Gina's people say...
Feeler?
Yeah.
Feeler, I hardly know her.
Well, they were only married a month. Gina's people say there may have been some embarrassing photographs from that encounter.
Smashing, baby.
Smashing, baby.
Smashing, baby.
Gina Lee Nolan. Siegfried is dreaming of a Christmas miracle for Roy. Siegfried Fischbacher says it's his mission to bring his partner, Roy Horn, home for the holidays.
Bring him home in a box.
Home is in Las Vegas. Right now, Roy's still in a Los Angeles hospital. There are conflicting reports on Roy's condition, but Siegfried is optimistic. Quoting him, of course Roy and I will be in Las Vegas with duck, potato dumplings, and carols.
And RB.
He says Roy can breathe on his own now and can communicate by writing notes. Quoting Siggy, first thing he wrote was, it's good to hold your hand. And last night he wrote,
faggot.
He wanted a Madonna CD.
Faggot.
I don't know where you get that.
But faggot.
Roy's still listed in serious condition and still cannot walk, speak clearly, or eat. Part of his skull was removed to relieve the brain swelling.
That's my skull.
I'm so wasted. Michael Jackson got to feed one of Siegfried and Roy's tigers once. Maybe,
oh, I bet.
Maybe that's why he wrote the theme song for their stage show. But the show's closed now, of course, but Michael still loves Las Vegas for its magic shops and lots of other reasons. Quoting a 22-year-old local guy who hung with Jacko at the Four Seasons last year, there are places he goes and people scream negative things, but it never seems to happen in Vegas. And, says the young man, there are so many places he can hide.
Right, Chuck E. Cheese.
Mm-hmm. Other folks there say Michael likes the shopping and the shows. And
I'm
going
to hide at the roller coaster.
The glitter.
The very top of the roller coaster at the Stratosphere. Bye!
Jacko's family owns property in several exclusive Vegas neighborhoods. Las Vegas is one of the places to which Michael holds a key to the city.
Did anybody see the videotape of Jermaine Jackson?
I've seen him on television talking about
the new one from CNN that I saw today.
Yes, yeah.
He's at Magic Johnson, what is it, World AIDS Day.
Right.
So they're having a press conference mm-hmm. to announce World AIDS Day.
Mm-hmm.
And Jermaine Jackson is there.
Right.
And the British guy who's the moderator of this is very upset by the fact that all the paparazzi are there.
Sure.
And he's saying, you know, no one really wants to hear about World AIDS Day. Everyone wants to hear about Michael Jackson. I found that really rather intolerable. So maybe Mr. Jermaine Jackson would like to make a statement now. And then Jermaine Jackson says, I don't want to answer any questions about my brother Michael.
Right.
And of course the paparazzi go crazy, and good PR move by Jermaine Jackson ends up walking out of the World AIDS Conference, does that thing like an athlete does, where his manager says, that's it, we do control this, mm-hmm. we're out of here. So they both they stand up, and he takes his microphone off, his little clip-on microphone,
wow.
throws it down. And then the next scene is, I ask you not, the press running after Jermaine Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Through the halls of the United Nations building, asking him about his brother.
And he said, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Nuts.
Well, Sin City is also known as a place for second chances. It'll probably even embrace Michael long after his career is over. Quoting a local history professor, Elvis bombed here when he was young, taut, and ripped. He succeeded here when he was a blimp. And remember the city's mantra, what happens in Vegas
stays in Vegas.
Right.
Unless you're passing a counterfeit bill.
Yes. that is frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
So why haven't any of the people who've ever worked for Michael Jackson talked about what goes on at Neverland? Because they're caught between a legal rock and a legal hard place.
They were hypnotized.
No, I make them sign things.
That's right.
Bad things.
As we had speculated.
Bye.
Bye, Michael. Michael's employees, he's in seclusion, you know.
Hi, I'm back.
In and out.
Oh, okay, bye.
Michael's employees have to sign what's described as an incredibly prohibitive confidentiality agreement. Everyone, of course, is obligated to report a crime they've witnessed, especially a serious crime against children, but...
Buzz, what if it's a crime of nature?
Yeah, well, if it's against the law...
It makes me giggle.
You have to report it.
Sign here.
But to avoid the...
Sign or I am going to fire you.
To avoid the wrath of Michael's lawyers that have to have solid proof before making an accusation... That would violate the paper they've signed.
Solid proof, like a solid you-know-what.
Or what if someone had rectal bleeding?
Well, I guess that would be a kind of evidence.
I'd still hand you my big leather pen.
Oops. I did it again. Me and Britney Spears.
Oops.
Not every red-blooded American male will stay glued to the Super Bowl on that first Sunday in February. Some will flip to a pay-per-view channel at halftime for... The Lingerie Bowl.
George Michael.
Daimler Chrysler's made a deal with a company called Horizon Productions to produce the show, which will be sold to cable and satellite viewers at $30 a pop.
You know, don't they know that this doesn't work? This counter-programming, the Super Bowl, doesn't work. NBC's tried it with
the Bud Bowl.
With Saturday Night Live. Yeah,
right.
going all the way back to the Bud Bowl.
Right. And then halftime?
They've done, like, the Victoria's Secret stuff.
Right.
No, if you're at a Super Bowl party...
Mm-hmm.
Halftime of the Super Bowl party.
Right.
You go to the bathroom.
Right.
And you watch the halftime show.
You eat.
Mm-hmm.
You socialize.
Right. And the show you're watching is involved with the game.
Okay.
Right? Last year I was at a Super Bowl party, and that's what we all watched. We all watched the... Who was playing? I mean, I think it was Aerosmith or something. I mean, it always seems
something,
like it's Aerosmith.
Right.
Something like that.
Every year.
And at my Super Bowl parties, it's generally the time when it's okay to get up and walk around.
Right.
And you know, stretch your legs and get some fresh air. And,
yes.
And who wants... It's always the same, like the Up With People singers.
And it's always time for a nice BM.
See, I would rather see the lingerie models than Up With People.
See, I think most people...
Me.
If you're at a Super Bowl party,
right. Uh-huh.
You got the game on, and
right.
you go, well, now let's get hammered
uh-huh.
in time for the second.
Half. Well, all of this anyway is just to promote Dodge trucks and SUVs.
Yeah!
It will feature 14 gorgeous models playing tackle football while wearing lingerie. Former NFL stars Lawrence Taylor and Eric Dickerson will coach the two seven-woman teams.
No.
They will not be wearing lingerie. There'll be ads on the Super Bowl itself to make sure you don't forget to tune in. Dodge has been pushing the advertising envelope a bit lately and getting some complaints for it.
Dodge Ram.
One
Ram Tough.
Yeah. One current ad has two guys standing at urinals talking about size. Quoting the brave men at Dodge, it's not always possible to avoid criticism.
There's a guy in a Dodge commercial who is taking this bit to another product now, and I wish... to God, that someone would just shoot this guy.
Yeah.
This is the guy, when he gets in the guy's Dodge, he goes, Monday, 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 and Michael Mara is taking his Dodge Ram truck to work. Have you seen this commercial?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Look, it is beyond annoying. By the fourth time, the guy goes, he gets in the guy's truck.
Yeah, and he's just doing, hey, we're going to... Yeah, I know, the whole thing is screaming.
And he has a megaphone, and he
right.
goes... Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. And then the friend, you know, mm-hmm. takes the megaphone, throws it out the window and says, that's enough of that. Well, now I've seen the guy in another commercial for another unrelated product.
Right.
Where, I don't know what the product is, but it's the same guy and he's going, SK hot dogs. Get your SK hot dogs.
And you want to see him
yes.
thrown from the top of the Empire State Building.
That's the Christmas miracle to me.
Very good.
If someone would get rid of that guy... That.
Oh, yeah.
You never know, though, Don. He might be hiding.
And Rob?
Yes?
You call yourself a buddy. Paul?
Yeah?
Go ahead, say it.
You said hammer. Oh. The hammer alarm didn't go off.
When did I say it?
You're talking about halftime at the Super Bowl party, and everybody's supposed to get hammered.
Getting a drink, yeah.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Fine. Robbie, where is it?
I don't know.
Oh. It's always got to be just a moment away.
I know.
We can't have lost the hammer alarm.
Well, now you've set it off, Buzz. Oh. But what good is the alarm?
Exactly.
If it's not going to go off.
Hammer, hammer, hammer.
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 I hardly
hammer.
Knew her.
Hammer.
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 You do it.
Hammer.
Oh,
I watched a gold member today.
Zip, zip, zip. And... Now we got to let it run a little bit.
Yeah, because so we all talked about it.
And I know that it was obviously set off once you started chanting, but I don't think hammers should set it off. I want to pass on that.
What do you think, Don? You were the one that said it.
No, I think it passes. I think it gets the job done, and this guy gets a prize.
Sure. It's the root word.
Listen, what is your name, sir?
My name is Paul.
Paul, where are you from?
I'm Paul.
I'm from Vienna.
Paul, you got the DVD copy of Shallow Hal.
Great town.
From 20th Century Fox. Fairly Brothers have a new movie, Stuck on You. See you next Friday with Greg Kinnear and Matt Damon.
All right.
Special guest, Cher. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Hold on a second.
We'll paint it down for you.
And there's one special mix that I like. We never let it go this far, but listen to that. It's like a little hidden extra
right
in this song.
I say to everyone here today and to all Californians, my oath and you.
There it goes.
Yeah, there he is. All right, hold on there, Buzz.
All right.
What's next on your news show, Buzz?
Coming up, how NBC plans to counter-program the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Aha!
Does it involve Friends?
No.
Lingerie?
Does it involve Will and Grace?
No lingerie. No Friends.
Cat
no
in the
Will
hat.
And Grace. No Cat in the Hat.
What else does NBC got?
Not much.
Al Roker?
I don't know if he'll be there or not.
Exhuming Bob Hope.
That's a great idea.
Oh,
I'll bet
I
they
know.
Wish they'd thought of it.
The Queer Guys.
Nope. No. Nope.
Not right about that either?
No, not the Queer Guys.
Oh, but I'll tell you what I am excited about. On that Bravo channel, the Queer Channel.
Right.
The
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Uh-huh. Celebrity Poker.
That's what
yeah,
they're
yeah,
going to be
doing. But I got two words for you. They're going to just take the wind out of your sails.
Ben Affleck?
Yes.
But Robbie, what did I already tell you?
He looks good and stupid.
I.
You think he's going to lose?
I said to Rob.
What if you watch it and Ben Affleck wins?
Well, all right, then there's two people that need to be shot. The guy in the Dodge Ram commercials and me. Just line us both up together and shoot us both with one bullet.
I'll be rooting for Allison Janney.
I just... Oh, yeah, that broad from the West Wing.
The press secretary.
He's a great player.
Anyway, that looks like a good show.
Yeah.
And Ben Affleck does look so... full of himself and dumb.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, now that you bring that up, it'll be good to watch... to hate Ben Affleck.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think it's on tonight, right?
I don't know.
It's whatever.
Tomorrow, I thought. But you'll also be hating on David Schwimmer.
There's Schwimmer.
The hate on that.
Yeah. Schwimmer and Affleck seem to be getting along real well.
I hope it's not on tonight. 24 is on tonight.
No, it's not on tonight.
My God. But if I had your grid, I wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah, that's
if
true.
If I had your TV grid, I'd have this S memorized.
Tough to keep it all straight.
All right, so what was next? I'm sorry, it was...
About the poker that NBC is going to air against the Super Bowl.
Oh, is that?
That's okay.
Screwed you out
I
of
have
that
details.
Story.
I have details.
I screwed you out of that one.
No, poker?
I didn't.
I hardly
it'll
knew her.
I didn't mean to do that.
No, it's fine.
What's the story after that?
Ah, Linda Tripp. Where is she now?
Oh, I could ruin this one for you, too.
Well, you could ruin all of them.
I know that.
No one's more qualified.
Let me just say that the Linda Tripp story...
Uh-huh.
Wow, this all really goes back, if you listen to the whole show.
Yeah.
Goes back to one of the very first jokes today that even I found too tasteless to say on the radio.
Oh really? Yes.
Linda Tripp.
Yeah.
Remember the thing that Rob wrote?
Yeah, I do. Is that why?
Yep.
Okay.
I bet she looks great.
All right.
We got a break.
Spouse abuse.
Jesus.
Special Olympics.
Watch out.
Linda Tripp. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Creating their legacy. Don and Mike.
We'll be in Baltimore Thursday. doing the show at Live 105, and we're doing the What Would You Do to Win 2 keys. We're giving away 2 keys for the Jeep. We're $23,000 from Ferris.
Fantastic.
What you want to do is call Jordan right now at 877-365-3636. Tell him what you'd like to do when you come down to Live 105 on Thursday. We'll see what he's got for us on tomorrow's episode. We're not taking any of those calls on the air. We've looked at all of the capable hands of Joe.
Very good.
Now again, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. As on any given Sunday, NBC won't have football on February 1st or lingerie models. It'll have a card game. But that could land some viewers. After less than a year, the World Poker Tour is the most popular series ever to hit the Travel Channel. Now, Bravo, which is owned by NBC, is seeing that and raising that by presenting Celebrity Poker Showdown.
Bravo!
Although it'll be a series on Bravo, it's a special on NBC for Super Bowl Sunday. Celebrity poker players include the aforementioned Ben Affleck.
Duh.
16 cameras will cover the action along with announcers, including Vince Van Patten.
Yay!
Hey,
I'm happy for Vince Van Patten.
Hey. Doing good. Producers say the show is anything but boring, with some of the feel of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Well, that's ridiculous. The reason that everybody watches like the World Series of Poker on TV now, as opposed to many years ago, is the fact that they've got those little cameras.
They show the hand.
So you can see what the guy's holding, and then you see the percentages.
Right.
Right. Like, you know, if the next card is a three.
But it's still, the one thing I get from all that poker that's on TV right now, it's just based completely on BS. That's what it is. That's it. How good a liar are you?
That's how to play the game.
That's it. How good a liar are you?
Well, that's poker.
Right. That's poker.
That's poker.
Poker. The guy who produces this show, I hardly knew her. The guy who produces this show says that he pitched it to a number of networks, and none of them were interested originally. They said it sounded to them less interesting than bowling.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got some takers.
And well, I guess,
celebrity bowling.
Yeah. I guess he's never seen bowling. More bowling for dollars.
Right.
ESPN, new low.
Uh-huh.
Worse in my mind than when they had Scrabble on.
Right.
And when they had the kid playing the computer in chess. I swear to Christ, they didn't do this as a goof.
Well,
over the weekend, I turned on ESPN, and it was the World Putt-Putt Championship.
They've done it before.
And they had it. Well, I've never seen it before. They had the guy really standing, you know, at the one.
Serious? Like an adult?
Yeah, and what he's got to do is he's got the little bit of fake AstroTurf grass there.
Right.
He's got to arch the ball up and get it into the plastic lion's mouth.
Right.
And if he gets it into the plastic lion's mouth, it comes out right by the hole.
Now that's sport. And he's like high-fiving and stuff, like it's a big deal.
And these guys are saying, this hole is worth $500.
Right.
He's putting a lot of thought and effort into this putt.
All wearing their sneakers. They still look like that?
Yes, they do.
All wearing their big shiny white sneakers.
You know who loves miniature golf, really, though?
Who?
Dan Snyder.
Yeah, but for him, yeah, that's a five-hour round.
Full size golf.
It's a five-hour round. A lot of walking. So whatever.
I'm really subtle.
So whatever happened to Linda Tripp, the woman who brought down a president by betraying a friend's confidence and breaking wiretapping laws?
See?
She says she feels great and plans to marry her childhood sweetheart this spring. Dieter.
Dieter is his name.
Dieter is his name.
And Dieter is his name, oh.
See?
She told Larry King last night it wasn't easy getting to this point of feeling well. Sure, she won nearly $600,000 in a legal settlement with the Pentagon, which did violate her privacy by leaking information about her.
Yeah.
But she says most of that money was eaten up by legal bills, so she says her victory was a moral one, not a financial one.
Oh, what a shame.
She's also battled cancer and the ridicule and hatred she endured after her betrayal. In case you missed it, she's no longer blonde. And in case you're wondering, she says she'd do it all again.
What, cancer?
No. Squeal on Monica.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Linda.
Yeah.
Linda. Roy Disney's not the only guy trying to bring Michael Eisner to his knees. So is Winnie the Pooh.
So is Smith.
Yes, well, we know that.
But I like that, Smith. Come up to the room and get on your knees.
How do I? Smith out.
I've got some goofy knee pads for you.
Oh, no.
Well, Winnie the Pooh is trying to do the same. Actually, it's Winnie's family, the heirs to the A.A. Milne estate.
Ooh-hee.
And don't let the cuddly bear fool you. The family's hired O.J. lawyer Johnny Cochran to represent them.
Who he?
Cochran's good at this. He got Spike TV to give Spike Lee pretty much everything he was demanding.
Listen, he got O.J. cut his wife's head off, and O.J.'s out playing golf looking for the killers now.
Absolutely.
10 years later.
Right. Well, the family says Disney owes them millions of dollars from the sales of poo dolls, books, and other merchandise, and the money's adding up because this fight's been going on for 12 years now. Eisner's Disney denies it owes the family anything. Mick Jagger.
Smith.
I'm Smith here, sir.
Did you bring up the goofy KY jelly?
I have rectal bleeding, sir.
That's all right. I'll use the Alice in Wonderland numbing cream.
Out.
Bye, Smith. I love you.
Love you, too, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Smithy.
Smith and I.
Smith. Smithers is on The Simpsons, sir.
Sorry, Smith.
It's the bit we stole, sir.
Well, Mick Jagger is finally able to squeeze Queen Elizabeth into his schedule.
Whoa. Yeah, the richest to Don and Mike.
Squeeze her where?
Wrong
stone. Into his schedule.
Okay.
Today, Mick announced he's going to Buckingham Palace December 12th to be knighted. It was supposed to happen December 10th, but that's the day a rugby star is getting his knighthood, and Jagger says he didn't want to steal any of the guy's thunder. Mick's busy concert schedule has postponed this inevitable honor for a year and a half now. The Stones have played 114 shows worldwide over the last 15 months.
Oh, yeah!
Rats on the east side.
Bed bugs uptown.
Look at me.
I'm in tatters.
Yeah.
Mick's taking his 90-year-old father to the ceremony. His father's name is Joe.
Joe Jagger. Joe Jagger.
Yeah.
And McDonald's is serving fried lips. Mick Jagger's.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
Yeah. Mick Jagger's. Very
Mick
good.
Jagger's. Thank you. Summer. Thank you.
You're here all week.
I'm here all week and all next week.
Bishops and cardinals waiting for a special Vatican screening of Mel Gibson's controversial movie about Jesus will just have to wait a little longer.
Really? So Emmett Smith is going to have to wait?
Yes.
Jeff Blake?
Uh-huh.
Marcel Shipp?
No, these are actually Catholic cardinals.
Oh, I was thinking of the St. Louis, Phoenix cardinals.
Yeah, not the football players.
Oh, okay.
Mel has postponed the screening for the Vatican because he's still working on the final editing.
Mel Karmazin?
No. Mel Gibson.
Gibson.
Well, make sure you mention his second name. Because when I just hear
Mel...
There's only one Mel in your mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mine, too.
Yeah.
I still think of the diner. Gibson has told...
Hey.
Blasphemer?
Not funny.
I like the...
Get him!
Mr. Gibson has told the people at a spiritual film convention that he'll be finished in a couple more weeks. I think the Pope's arriving.
Ladies and gentlemen, please will you welcome His Holiness Pope John Paul, who is not looking well. I hate to tell you that, Your Holiness. How are you? You sound good, though.
Hi, Mike.
How are you feeling? You don't look like yourself.
Okay. Ready to die.
Oh, don't talk like that, Your Holiness. You've
ready
got a lot of
die.
Good ears.
Get the white smoke ready.
No, there's just no way. I've never heard you talk like this, Your Holiness, in all the years.
Only one thing can save me.
What would that be?
Oral from Paris Hilton.
Oh, really?
Well, in the Paris Hilton.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to get that done for you. I will try to get that done for you.
I kicked Ben Affleck's ass at Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, I understand that. Are you going to be playing in celebrity poker, or will the shaking affect it?
I can't play anymore.
You can't play?
All that, but it's great. The shaking is great, though, for getting my jerk on.
Would you like Paris Hilton to do anything besides what you mentioned before, like maybe rub your feet?
I'd like her to rub my feet.
Oh, no, that's Mother Teresa.
Yeah, I just like when you
feet.
Said that. Yeah.
Rub my feet.
Yeah, especially where do you like it?
Finally.
Between the toes. And then wipe me.
Oh, please.
Wipe my coolie.
Oh, dear.
My coolie stinks. Mommy. Nancy Pansy. He's the Pope.
Oh, wow.
Please, I make communion in my pants.
Oh, dear me.
Yeah, well, wow. Finally, in Louisville, Kentucky, the war on pornography has been led by 65-year-old John W. Riddle. He's the head of the anti-pornography group called Compass, Citizens of Metro for Property Safety and Security.
He's not related to Shondell, is he?
No, not at all.
Thank God.
That group, his group, has been busy trying to stop the opening of adult bookstores and other sex-related businesses, but don't think of John as a bitter old man with no interest in sex. Police have evidence to the contrary. They found him in a car with a known prostitute and a bottle of Viagra last Saturday night.
How about you, Buzz?
There you go, hypocrite.
Mr. Riddle has now resigned as head of the anti-pornography group.
There you go.
Let us all give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We gotta go.
Gotta run.
Back tomorrow with a new episode, Leftovers and the Keys and the Baltimore thing and Bob and Bob Mailman and
yes,
Midget Porno and we'll see you then.
Wow.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Now, be a dear.
BM.
Abuse and eaters.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.